Warhol, and Dolly, all household names. Over the past 50 years, fine art has appreciated in value at rates similar to bonds and real estate. Like real estate, you need to buy right. And with fine art, only the top 1% truly qualifies as investment-grade art that is museum-certified, the gold standard in the industry. For a limited time, the Art Exchange, one of the world's largest purveyors of online original fine art, has created an opportunity to enter the fine art market at an affordable cost. If you're an investor looking to diversify your portfolio, call us now at 1-800-865-0523. That's 1-800-865-0523. This is a great investment opportunity. Call the Art Exchange now at 1-800-865-0523.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
...831-1111 and get more for less. Some restrictions apply. Autoglass USA is a member of the Better Business Bureau.
The state of the union. The state of the economy. The state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Kelvin. As reported here yesterday, the State Department's annual human rights report revealed some sobering information about the practice of prisoner abuse in other parts of the world. But if one were to do a meticulous examination of the report, noticeably absent is the myriad of complaints from international organizations about abuse allegedly conducted by the United States. State Department yesterday described the abuse as torture. The department criticized a range of interrogation practices, including that of sleep deprivation, confining prisoners in contorted positions, stripping and blindfolding them, and threatening them with dogs. While the State Department was sharply critical of the methods of punishment, it turns out that many of the practices were approved at times and used by the Bush administration for use of detainees. Democratic Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer yesterday was among those attending the governor's conference at the White House. Schweitzer on Air America this morning said the session was completely devoid of the free exchange that would lead to a resolution on issues like Medicaid and Social Security.
What was happening there is they were telling us their story, and the governors were listening. Now, this was not a forum for a free exchange, as you might expect. If you were thinking that we went there, they said a little, we said a little, everybody got a chance to speak up, everybody got to talk. No.
Has he ever done one of those? A free exchange forum?
No. That's not the way they work.
Yeah, that's right.
We were there to get the what for. And we walked out looking at each other thinking, and geez, I don't know how we win on this. Let's see. Here's what they're planning to do. They're going to cut money from Medicaid. They're going to give us less flexibility with the money that we do get, and we're supposed to like it.
Democratic Governor of Montana, Brian Schweitzer, as he appeared on Air America this morning in Morning's Edition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley. In other news from out of Washington comes word, the terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden is looking to team up with Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi for staging attacks on the United States. This, according to federal officials yesterday, al-Zarqawi has been involved in attacks in the Middle East, but has never been linked to attacks on the United States. Homeland Security Department issued a classified bulletin to officials over the weekend about the intelligence. An agency spokesman says the intelligence is credible but not specific. Bush administration says it has no immediate plans to raise the alert level. While the U.S. remains relentless in its search for bin Laden, the government has confirmed that bin Laden was in contact with al-Zarqawi within the last couple of months. And the White House is wasting no time in praising the decision by pro-Syrian Prime Minister of Lebanon to step down. Bush administration says the decision opens the door for fair and free elections devoid of foreign interference. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
25, I-70 merge, and then you've got a little bit of sluggishness. I-270 looking slow as you head southeastbound. You're at about 45 miles per hour through Commerce City. This traffic report is brought to you by Fantastic Sam's. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably in Irwood right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today. Boulder weather today. Sunny and 50 degrees tonight. Your temperatures dip into the upper 20s, and tomorrow a duplicate of
300 days of sunshine, and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
See now. That's the problem with secrets and lies. It's impossible to tell which ones might be relevant until you dig them up and take a good whiff.
Jay Marvin.
Controversial, a lightning rod.
You're tearing me apart!
We need to toughen up and get down in the trenches and fight.
America's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
Morning, it's 6:06, 6 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy. High today in the lower 50s. Going to be another nice day along the Front Range. Jay Marvin here. And second morning. And it's nice to have you along. Let me give you the phone number. 303-713-7600. I heard Jerry Springer talking about this yesterday. Oh, and let me acknowledge John Turk at the controls. Good morning, Mr. Turk.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right for a second day. I heard Jerry Springer, who is sitting in for Randy Rhodes, who's out due to surgery. I heard Jerry Springer talking about this yesterday. The Ten Commandments, the whole debate over the Ten Commandments, has reached the Supreme Court. One federal court upheld them as a symbol of a country's devotion to its legal heritage. Another federal court ordered them removed as an illicit message of religious endorsement. 15 months ago, Alabama's Chief Justice lost his job over them, and the two-ton granite monument that once sat in the rotunda of a state courthouse is now the star of a national tour. The profile of the Ten Commandments, it seems, has rarely been higher, or the ability to attract lawsuits greater. I'm quoting here from the New York Times. Now, as with all great controversies in American life, this one has finally reached the Supreme Court. In two cases to be argued tomorrow, the basic question for the justices will be, what does this mean for the government to display a copy of the Ten Commandments? Now, you know, when you think about this, religion is a good thing. Can be a good thing. But to me, it's supposed to be a more of a personal thing. And I don't understand in any way, shape, or form how people think that it would be okay to display religious symbols on quote-unquote taxpayer-supported property. I don't understand that in the least. Say you don't believe in God, but you're paying for the Ten Commandments to be there. You're paying. The government is not supposed to stand for religion. And why it is, to me, why it is why the religious right can't get this through their thick skulls, I have no clue. The Ten Commandments, any religious symbol. Any religious symbol on public property. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Now, naturally, the Bush administration has filed briefs urging the justices to uphold the displays in both cases. And the Bush administration calls the Ten Commandments a uniquely potent and commonly recognized symbol of the law. So they're trying to cast the Ten Commandments in a non-religious way, when you and I both know that that's exactly what it's all about. It's about religion. Now, it seems to me, you know, if you sit and think about it, public property, taxpayer-supported property, should be all-inclusive. So as I said before, if you don't have a belief in God, you're sitting here at 609 thinking to yourself, why is my taxpayer dollars going to support the Ten Commandments when I think the Bible is fiction, or I don't believe in God? And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, why is my money going towards that? I mean, I think that's a very, very good argument. Now, Reverend Pat Robertson and his organization, the American Center for Law and Justice, which litigates for evangelicals and other religious communities, offered a different perspective. The Ten Commandments, check this out, the Ten Commandments have acquired a secular as well as a religious meaning. Do you believe that? I just ask you flat out. Do you believe that the Ten Commandments has a secular as well as religious meaning? 303-713-7600. Because I think that's nonsense. You know it has no secular identity. You know that it's religious. The Ten Commandments are religious. And on top of that, how many people in the religious right even follow the Ten Commandments? How many of them go along with what the Ten Commandments says? Oh, I mean, how many people on the religious right? How many conservatives? You know, something that's very interesting that I've always noticed. How many conservatives have gotten in trouble with the institution of marriage? Yet they'll tell you that they are religious conservatives. Oh, yes, I'm God-fearing. How many of them have gotten in trouble with the institution of marriage? Do we need to name names here? Now, this Ten Commandments that we're talking about goes all the way back to Cecil B. DeMille, who had these made for state capitals around the country when he was promoting his movie, The Ten Commandments. And the debate over the Ten Commandments is reminiscent of the debate before the court a year ago over the phrase, under God, in the Pledge of Allegiance. You might remember that Michael A. Nadeau challenged it as unconstitutional. The establishment of religion, and the Bush administration defended it as being historical and a reflection of this country's spiritual roots. Let's go to Alex in Denver. Alex, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Those people who are saying the Ten Commandments is just about law, it's about religious law. There's no way the Ten Commandments can be considered a secular symbol when the first two commandments are about God.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the first one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's, make no graven image. honor the Sabbath day? What's that going to do to people whose the Sabbath day is Saturday? Or how about, you know, then again, if, you know, it's got to be either one or the other. Either if they were, if they display religious symbols in government buildings, it has to be either no religious symbols or anyone's religious symbols. I mean, put up the Buddhist Eightfold Path, put up the Wiccan Reed, you know.
How about the growing number of Muslims that we have in this country?
Yeah, I don't know what the Muslim equivalent of that would be, but...
A picture of the Quran.
Okay, there you go. And even Christians, I mean, the Catholics have a different version of the Ten Commandments than the Protestants do.
Exactly. This is the thing that gets me. How are we going to please everybody? There's no way to do this.
We can't. It's just this very narrow conservative evangelical Christian branch and fundamentalistic branch wants its version of the Ten Commandments because they want to bring back a theocratic society, you know, ruled by religious law.
You know, you're exactly right, and I'll tell you, when I used to work in the right-wing media, when I was like the only quote-unquote token lefty on the block, people would call and they would say, and they would argue with me, that the United States of America is a Christian nation. And I maintain that maybe that might have been true at one time, but in this day and age, in the year 2005, it's anything but. We've got Christians, we've got Jews, we've got Buddhists, we've got a rising Islamic population here. How in the world are you going to represent all of these people? Plus, how are you going to live up to the idea that the state should not endorse an established religion?
There's two other points to that. Jerry Springer was taught, you mentioned his show yesterday. I caught it myself. He had two good points on it. One, the founding fathers were not these devout evangelical Christians that they're made out to be. Most of them were deists. You know,
that
God set the universe in motion and then just stood back and watched it run. But even if they were, they very deliberately did not put God in the Constitution. So they did not intend this to be a Christian nation. Can you imagine Pat Robertson, if he was on the original Constitutional Committee in the 1700s, would he have written a Constitution without once mentioning God?
Yeah, I heard Springer talking about that yesterday. Alex, thanks for a great call, and have a good morning.
You too.
All right. It's let me look at my clock here and see what's happening. It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at Progressive Traffic with Jamie Michaels. Jamie.
Good morning to you. So far, so good. Things are progressing absolutely fine. On the turnpike, we aren't seeing any slowing for you. On the diagonal, same story, looking like a clean commute, as well as on I-25 southbound, although a little sluggish there in Thornton as you're heading through the I-270 merge. We'll keep you up to date, of course, as that changes throughout the morning. Your Boulder City weather today, partly cloudy skies, a nice March day. Happy March 1st. It is going to be 50 degrees, and tonight a low of about 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies again, and 51. You're expected high with an overnight low tomorrow of 29. Right now, pretty chilly, 27 degrees in the Boulder area with a 20-degree wind chill. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip?
Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High in the lower 50s today under partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ten Commandments and the whole hearing. You might have heard Jerry Springer talking about this yesterday. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk about the CU scandal and the fact that it's broadened. But right now we're talking about the Ten Commandments and religious displays on public property. And as I was telling Alex in Denver, that I just don't see how the Bush administration's argument, which they have filed in briefs urging the justices to uphold the display in the cases that are coming before the Supreme Court, that their idea of calling the Ten Commandments a uniquely potent and commonly recognized symbol of law while also being a religious display, I don't understand how they think that that works and how they think that it doesn't violate the separation of church and state. I mean, to say that this is a Christian nation is... Once again, it's endorsing a religion. What about those of us here in the United States of America who are not Christians? 303-713-7600, and I got one line open. If you're not Christian, doesn't it offend you to see religious articles on public property? It does me, because I feel left out. And if anything, we want inclusion, not exclusion. One question that the court is going to look at in this whole entire debate is they're going to try to derive a broad principle from a pair of cases on whether it will stress the distinct facts of each case. And what they're going to try to do here is they're going to try to determine that in the Texas case, the United States Courts of Appeal for the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans upheld the Texas monument on essentially that a basis finding that a reasonable viewing tour of the Capitol and its grounds would find predominantly secular rather than religious messages in the Ten Commandments of the 17 monuments. So in other words, that were in the 22-acre park. So in other words, they're saying that just having the Ten Commandments sitting there amongst all of these other monuments makes for a secular atmosphere. Now, I know there's one part about Christianity that talks about proselytizing, that they should go out and convert all of us. Isn't that what they want to do? They want to convert all of us to Christianity. But to me, when people start doing it to me, it comes across as insecurity. That they're insecure within their own religion, that they have to keep reminding themselves and you. And I just get tired of hearing it. Here's Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. I believe it's your right to privatize religion. I believe that you should be worshiping in your own realm. God is not a God that believes you should be one religion, in my view. I believe we have the right to choose which religion we want to be. And I think the government and Bush doesn't know what he's talking about. He went to war, and God says, do not go to war in my name. So I don't think they know what Christianity is, in my opinion.
You know what scares me is I think Bush believes that God told him to go to war.
And he did say that. And God, in the Bible, if he is a true Christian, it says you do not go to war in my name. I don't know if he reads the scriptures or if he just is saying that he's a Christian person. I have no idea what that man thinks at this point. But you do not go to war in God's name. He doesn't appreciate that. And he is a God of a loving God, not a God of war, not a God of destruction, not a God of hatred. And Bush is all of those. He doesn't want anyone with a different opinion to speak their mind. He doesn't allow anyone with a different point of view to speak their mind. And that's why the liberals have been outcasted, because we have a view of everybody's view. We don't just say, no, you don't have a right to your opinion.
Well, you got to ask yourself this question, which is the question that Justice O'Connor has asked before. She's always brought up this test. And you have to ask yourself, does the government appear to be endorsing religion to the extent that a non-believer would be made to feel an outsider? And that right there, as far as I'm concerned, hits the nail on the head. When you see that, especially if you're Jewish like I am, or if you're Islamic, or if you're a Hindu, or we could go down the line, a Wiccan, do you feel like an outsider? I always come away feeling like an outsider. Now, is that my neurosis, or does everybody feel that way?
No, I think you're right. People will feel like outsiders, and I think it's unfair for a government to tell you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. You have your own moral beliefs within religion, within how you live your life, and nobody can tell you what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing. It's outrageous to think that somebody could come in and tell me I need to live my life a specific way. It's my choice. And it's my choice to be a Christian or to practice Judaism or to be a Jew. If I want to be a Jew, I'm black. If I want to be a Jew, I can study to be a Jew.
Right.
That's my right. And for the government to have the audacity to tell me what I should be, it's ridiculous, and I think it makes people of intelligence feel like they don't have any.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a complete and total outsider. Michelle, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. 6:26 minutes after 6. Look for the high today to be in the lower 50s, probably about 53, and partly cloudy. Beautiful day along the Front Range once again. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ten Commandments after 7 o'clock. After 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the CU scandal, and as it's on the front page of the Denver Post, the CU scandal broadens. 303-713-7600. Right now we're talking about the Ten Commandments or any other religious sign or article of faith on public property. Jerry Springer was talking about it yesterday, the Ten Commandments. This whole argument has finally reached the Supreme Court. And the thing about outsider, even the Pledge of Allegiance, with the words about God. Even though it's not excluded from the pledge, one nation under God, and this has been in the courts before, I've always felt even that was overly religious. But Sandra Day O'Connor's point about being an outsider, when you sit there and you go through the Pledge of Allegiance, or you see the Ten Commandments at a courthouse, does it make you feel like an outsider? And when I used to work in right-wing talk radio, people would call continuously. These people would call continuously, and they would say, but this is a Christian nation. Hello? That's like wearing a big sign that says, get lost, you're an outsider. Then we get down to the part about tax dollars. I don't want my tax dollars going to this. I don't want to pay to uphold, to take care of, a granite plaque of the Ten Commandments. Just like I don't want a manger of baby Jesus during Christmas time. Let's go to Mike for the mobile in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in here. How about you?
Well, I have to say I agree with you to a certain extent. I'm more of a libertarian, though. And I guess I would think that we need to not only get rid of public funding for religious symbols, but, you know, like the National Endowment for Arts and different things, that there's no reason for public funding for these things.
What do you mean there's no reason for public funding? First of all, to start to get into the whole thing about the National Endowment for the Arts and to try to link that up to public funding and the Ten Commandments, you know, that's mixing apples and oranges. That's number one. And number two, you know, I would rather spend more money on the National Endowment for the Arts than I would on the Pentagon.
Well, yeah, I agree with that, but,
well,
you know, there's a lot. We need to put our resources into, you know, maintaining the infrastructure. You know, to me, that's the same thing.
Well, we could put our resources into maintaining the infrastructure if we didn't have these ridiculous Bush tax cuts.
Yeah.
That enabled the top percentage of the pyramid to run off with all the monetary goodies.
Well, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm not a Bush supporter by any stretch. You know, I don't support either, you know, liberal or Democrat. I'm, as I mentioned, more of a libertarian. And, you know, funding pro sports stadiums, anything like that, I think we should get rid of.
Well, libertarianism is a good idea until you boil down to the point where you need something. Mike, drive safe. Thank you for the call. It's
okay.
It's 6:30 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll take a look at progressive traffic.
Right now you're looking at a pretty clean commute, a little bit of slowing, though, on the turnpike. We're seeing it now eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Reports are saying about 7 minutes to get from Sheridan on to the I-25 interchange. If you're coming on the southbound I-25 commute, much, much better than yesterday. However, you are still looking at slow speeds approaching the I-270 interchange. You don't really exceed 20 miles an hour from Thornton Parkway on through that interchange. And finally, if you're in the Boulder area on the diagonal, crystal clear, no problems to report so far. I'll keep you up to date as that changes throughout the morning. Boulder weather today, sunny and 50 with a tonight low temperature, about 27 tomorrow. Very much like today with 51, your expected high currently 35 degrees with a wind chill of 24. Altitude Sports and Entertainment is the TV home for the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Mammoth. Altitude also offers college basketball for the Big 12, Big East, and Mountain West. Check out what's next on Altitude, available on DirecTV Channel 644, or visit altitude.tv. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Felder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Europtics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Europtics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Europtics. Made in the shade, baby.
Europtics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Come at your store, and you'll learn why it won. Go to cordislim.com or call 1-800-LOSE-214. 800-LOSE-214.
Morning show for the rest of us. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's that?
Good morning, 635. 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Look for the high today to be in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Denver Post front page, the CU scandal broadens. Grand jury report includes more assault allegations and fishy funds. Cash kept in shoeboxes. And we'll talk about that coming up. We're also going to talk about immigration. Right after 9 o'clock with Luis Urrea, who wrote the book The Devil's Highway. This is about the group of immigrants who died in the desert trying to reach the United States. The right wing in this country has a monopoly on that conversation. So we're going to try to approach it from a different viewpoint, from the left. But right now, just about a little 30-minute blurb here. Survey, half of workers in this country are happy with their jobs. U.S. workers push to produce more and uneasy about new technology. This is from the Associated Press. And other changes are markedly less satisfied with their jobs than a decade ago, according to this survey. But the decline in on-the-job happiness, which continued through economic cycles in recent years, has at least temporarily leveled off, according to a survey released Monday by the Conference Board, a New York-based business research group. Half of U.S. workers are happy with their jobs. That's down from nearly 59% in 1995, according to the survey. Of those that were talked to, only 14% say they are very satisfied. My question to you is, how satisfied are you with your job? Huh. Does anybody really like to work anymore? I mean, how satisfied are you with your job? 303-713-7600. Britt, what category here do you fit into? Satisfied, somewhat satisfied, not very satisfied at all? Compared with a decade ago, job satisfaction has declined among all types of workers, but the drop varies by age and income. The biggest decline in on-the-job happiness was among workers earning $25 to $35,000, and among those between the ages of 35 and 44. The workers most satisfied with their jobs are those at least 65 years old, the survey found. Well, we got John Turk riding in the sidecar here. John, how satisfied are you with your job?
Well, I love working with you so far, man. I mean, it's kind of strange waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not used to that. I've never done that in my life before, but I'll get used to the new schedule. So I guess I'm happy. I mean, I work in radio. I could be digging ditches, right, Jay?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, when you talk about happiness in your job, here's something I also wonder about when it comes to happiness in your job. What's more important, being happy or making more money? Like, how many people out there have jobs where you make a lot of money but you're not happy? I wonder about that. Like, if you're dragging down a big income, are you happy?
Jay?
Yeah?
Somebody once said, what's the phrase? Whoever said money can't buy happiness obviously never had any.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, see, that's concurrent. I mean, that's conventional wisdom, right? That money cures all. But what's more important, your job or the money that you make? And if you make a lot of money, maybe you don't like the kind of job you do, but you shut up and you go to work and you take it for the bread. The long-term job satisfaction has been driven by rapidly changing technology. Employers pushing for productivity and shifting expectations among workers. As a large number of baby boomers prepare to leave the workforce, they will be increasingly replaced by younger workers who tend to be as dissatisfied with their jobs but have different attitudes and expectations about the role of work in their lives. The transition will present new challenges for employers. Workers are generally content with commutes to work and their relationship with coworkers, but they voice substantial discontent with their company's bonus plans, promotion policies, health plans, and pension benefits. So where do you stand? Are you happy with your job, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And what's more important? Your job happiness, or the money? 303-713-7600. I've been in both situations. I've been in a situation where I love my job but didn't make any money. I've been in a situation where I made a lot of money and I hated my job. And after a while, and maybe it's just me, but even if you make a lot of money, if you're not happy with what you're doing, it starts eating on you. Also, downsizing. How many people have downsized? This is another popular move. Okay, we're going to move to a different city. We're going to lead a less expensive lifestyle. We're going to downsize. Is there anybody out there that wants to talk about that experience of having to downsize, and how easy is it to do it? Everybody talks about it. You know, Turk, I'm sure you run into people who always say, yeah, I'm going to move here and I'm going to live on less. But it's easier said than done. Especially if you're used to having a lot of bread. Grace, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I got up and turned you on, and I'm saying we tried to stop that stupid, crazy war over there. That didn't work. That should be the main concern. And now you're talking about jobs. What is the best? It's all life is always better if you have a little money and can pay your bills.
Sure.
I'm elderly, and I certainly learned that at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to raise a family more or less alone because of death and divorce. So that's my advice. I'm just at the end of things. I'm trying to wind things up and see that my family here in Longmont are all working and can get ahead and prepare for what's to come, because
what's going to come?
Well, hell's going to rain on us if with nuclear from a lot of sources.
Oh, really?
And you don't believe we're going to have more problems from this Middle East thing?
I don't think hell's going to rain down on us, no. Well, I'm more optimistic than that. I think we can fix things.
Well, okay. I'll go along with you on that. That's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
But we've got to get after, we've got to get out of that mess that we're in
I agree. In the Middle East. I agree. Thank you. That's my main point. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a good morning. Deborah on a cell phone. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, okay. I just want to say that I'm extremely happy with my job, that I don't make a lot of money, and I'm in education, and I'm really concerned about education policies and the changes that are looking at to happen.
You know, I don't think we pay teachers in this country enough money.
Yeah, I agree, but
is that what you do, though?
Yeah, I teach. I teach art.
Yeah, see, teachers, people can't figure... The thing that gets me about this, and now I'm searching and casting around for what I want to say here. The thing that gets me about it is teachers are so vitally important to this country, whether you teach art, whether you teach math, whatever it is you teach, and art has a very important place in a school curriculum. Teachers are second most important to parents, yet in most cities, teachers aren't treated very well. And when I grew up, you know, you never said a harsh word about your teacher. Nowadays, parents are always griping about teachers, and then they can't figure out why their kids are disrespectful when they go to school.
I agree 100%.
Well, all right. Well, at least you're happy with your job, and we hope you hang in there because we need you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's 6:44. Here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic.
And good morning. I'm looking at the Boulder Turnpike right now. Very sluggish right now between Federal and Pecos. You're seeing speeds at about 15 to 20 miles per hour as you approach the Pecos area. Southbound 25, also quite slow in the Thornton area. You'll see speeds maybe at 20 as you approach the Turnpike as you leave the Thornton Parkway. Finally, as you're approaching I-270, speeds at about 25 miles per hour, heading the entire stretch southeastbound. This traffic report is brought to you by Altitude. Altitude Sports and Entertainment is the TV home for the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Mammoth. Altitude also offers college basketball from the Big 12, Big East, and Mountain West. Check out what's next on Altitude, available on DirecTV, Channel 644, or visit altitude.tv. Boulder weather today, sunny and 50, a nice day, pretty mild. Tonight, your temperatures dip down into the upper 20s, and tomorrow, pretty much a duplicate of today. Currently, 35 degrees in Boulder with a wind chill of 24. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
600. We've been talking here about job happiness. Survey, half workers are happy with their jobs. Half of the workers are happy. The other half are not. Which camp do you fall into? What's more important to you, your job or the amount of money you make? And I was talking to Deb, I believe it was, who was a teacher. And, you know, growing up, I was like the worst juvenile delinquent. And my sister can tell you this. She lives here in Boulder. I mean, I was, like, always in trouble at school. But the one thing I remember my parents never did, and they did a lot of things wrong. So I come from a highly dysfunctional family, to say the least. But they never complained about teachers in front of us. Nowadays, that's not the case. I've hosted whole talk shows where people call in and they're down on the teachers' union, they're down on the teachers. They complain openly, not only on the radio, but also in front of their kids. Then they can't figure out why when their kids go to school and their kids get into trouble and act disrespectful, they can't figure out what's going on. And it's absurd what we pay teachers, too. Think about it. What's more important in this society, other than perhaps doctors? Turk, you think of anything more important than a teacher?
No, they're probably about the most important. Yeah. I believe that education is one of the most important things that you need to get as a kid. I mean, they're definitely not paid a lot, but they do get that 3-4 months off in the summer, Jay.
Well, yeah, you're right. That's a perk. But still, what some of these teachers have to put up with in the classroom, man, they need that summertime.
Well, I got 3 kids at home, yeah. I mean, they should be paid double. I mean, when I can get rid of, you know, take the kids and drop them off at school. Because I have a 3-year-old, a 14-month-old, and a 3-week-old, Jay. So I've been kind of busy the last few years. So once they get into school, I will really treasure their teachers.
Yeah, well, because they're the first, you know, I mean, there's this whole story was on the CNN this morning and also last night about high schools and about high schools in this country are not are failing and that they're not living up to their potential and that we need to change things and you know, maybe we should focus in on the teachers and give them somewhat of a hand. But 303-713-7600. When I talk somewhat of a hand, how about number one, respect, and then number two? Number two, pay them good. Get the best and the brightest to teach our kids. There are some bright teachers out there. Some very bright teachers. And they're a national asset and should be treated that way. But the question here is, you know, are you happy with your job? And what's more important, the job you do or the money you make? So, you get in a situation where you make a lot of money, but you hate your job. How many of you... Well, we're going to the dark side this morning here. How many of you right now listening to me? At 303-713-7600. Anybody want to call up and admit that they absolutely hate their job, that they're elated on Friday, that they feel great on Saturday, but then when Sunday comes along, then they start getting the blues because they have to go to work. Anybody want to admit that? I used to be in that position. Man, I loved Friday because I knew I was going to be free. Saturday, I would cruise through, and then Sunday, as Sunday started to wear on, I'd start to get depressed, knowing I had to go to work. And you get trapped because you need the paycheck. And downsizing is not as easy as people say it is. You know, people talk about this all the time, about downsizing. But it's not that easy. Bob, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Welcome back. I used to listen
Thanks.
To you in the afternoons. I'd like to answer a correction there to you and your friend who think that teachers get 3 to 4 months off in the summer. It's more like 2.5 months. And I'm a substitute teacher. I teach at all high schools, junior highs, middle schools in the Cherry Creek area. And I'd like to say that you're right on when you say that criticism of teachers leads to bad performance by the students. And all this is an attempt by more or less right-wingers to destroy public education.
You know what? That's really true. That's really where they're at. What they really want to do is they really want to yank the rug out of public education. You're absolutely correct about that.
Yeah, what they'd like is to have it privatized so that their friends can pull scams off of education. There's a huge education budget, and they'd like to get their hands on it.
Oh, yeah, vouchers.
Basically, the problem with schools is not schools. It's a social problem. There are no parents have to work so hard that they're not home for their kids. I lived in Japan for 10 years, and it was incredible how well their system functioned. They did not criticize teachers. Teachers had a lot of authority. I think you're wrong, too, in another area that teachers need more money. They don't need more money. They have good incomes. After a few years, it's beginning teachers that make no money.
Well, yeah, but and I'm running out of time here, but let me just interject this one point. It's bizarre what we pay professional athletes and how we treat them, as opposed to how we treat teachers who have direct access to our most precious asset, which is our kids. Thanks for calling, and call me again. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, coming up next, the CU scandal broadens. We'll talk.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. 39 grand.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Europtics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Europtics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Europtics. Made in the shade, baby.
Europtics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Click on the New Business Network icon and register for the next breakfast on March 8th at the Spice of Life Conference Center in Boulder.
The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Scientists in the medical community are up in arms over the Bush administration's shift of tens of millions of dollars in federal research money from pathogens to obscure germs the government fears might be used for bioterrorism. Over 700 scientists signed a petition to the director of the National Institutes of Health questioning the judgment of the Bush White House in the money shift. They contend that greater research of pathogens is far more important because they have been linked to major health problems. Among the scientists criticizing the Bush plan include two Nobel Prize winners and a biologist who is about to receive the National Medal of Science from President Bush this month. Elsewhere, resistance appears to be building against the president's plan to make major changes in Social Security and cut back on Medicaid benefits. White House hosted the governor's conference to discuss the issues, but Democrat in Montana Brian Schweitzer says the gathering was deficient on meaningful dialogue of the problems. Schweitzer, the first Democrat to run the Montana State House in some 16 years, says Bush's plans would adversely affect the very people who supported the second term.
This is the last and the least. These are the people that government ought to have a safety net for. But apparently we're going to be spending more of our resources on the people who drill for oil, not the people that heat their homes with the oil.
Montana Democrat Brian Schweitzer, as he appeared on Air America this morning. President Bush is kicking off his second term effort to rally what he calls the armies of compassion. President is keynoting a Washington conference on his faith-based initiative. It's the latest of more than two dozen national and regional meetings on Bush's plan to boost religious charities doing social work. Press Secretary Scott McClellan says the conference is drawing leaders from around the country. Bush's initiative met with mixed success in the first term, but he was able to get Congress to adopt its main planks, but he's implemented some parts through executive order, and the aides say religious groups have had more access to federal grants. However, a former top official in Bush's faith-based office recently complained the White House didn't back the initiative strongly enough in his first term. Out of Texas, high-stakes political fundraising trial began yesterday as Democrats argued that the treasurer of a committee formed by House Republican leader Tom DeLay broke the law by using corporate money to get GOP legislative candidates elected. This case is about basic laws protecting the integrity of the political process, attorney Chris Feldman said in opening statements on behalf of five Democrats who lost legislative races to Republicans in 2002. You're listening to air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
And good morning, I'm Jamie Michael. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Taking a look at I-70 eastbound, a very slow stretch for you right now, beginning at Pecos on through Brighton Boulevard. The turnpike eastbound remains heavy and slow.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money, or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
What's for dinner? How about Albertson's Blue Ribbon Beef? It's hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality. Only at Albertson.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. And going to be a nice day today. Partly cloudy, a high in the lower 50s. Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. It's good to have you along. And let's talk about CU in the news again. The CU scandal broadens. It's the front page of the Denver Post. Grand jury report includes more assault allegations, fishy funds. Staffers were slammed. The panel repeats criticism of football recruiting and says its subpoenas were ignored. Findings. The grand jury investigation of the CU football program findings and recommendations, use of alcohol, marijuana, or sex in recruiting, failure and oversight of the football program, failure to oversee the protect the student trainers, financial oversights of the football program, and the list just goes on and on. Oversight of the football technique school, oversight of finances involving the CU foundation, and the failure to produce documents. Lack of prosecution, unexplained. One expert says the failure of to press charges reflects poorly on the grand jury's work. Another says that not enough is known to make that judgment. I'm just going to throw the phones open to you. You know more and know more about this than I do, because obviously this has all happened, but most of this unfolded during the time I was away and was in Chicago. 303-713-7600. The lack of prosecution. No one has been held accountable for any of these things. I mean, is that the case? And the release of the report may aid in a woman's lawsuit. Betsy Hoffman. What about Betsy Hoffman, who is the CU president? Should she take responsibility for this? Should she be fired? Should she quit? Should she resign? Betsy Hoffman, CU president, convened an independent panel to investigate the school's football program and decided to keep Barnett and Tharp in their jobs after receiving that report in an effort to restore public confidence and assure donors that their gifts are being spent the way they are intended to. She announced in November that CU is planning an outside audit to follow donor money from the time a gift is made until the time it is spent. Now, here's what John Suthers, the new attorney general, had to say about this whole controversy.
No question about it. I think they've made public statements to that effect, that they think it's important that that report be made public.
And Bill Owens? What does Bill Owens, what does the governor of Colorado say about it?
We've had some tight budgets in Colorado, and certainly we're trying to make sure that every dollar spent in higher education goes as closely as possible to the student for the purposes that we expect those dollars are going towards.
303-713-7600. You read this Denver Post thing, it's just amazing. The grand jury investigating the University of Colorado football team heard evidence of sexual assaults, believed some players' testimony was untruthful, and complained that the CU Foundation, this is according now to Arthur Kane of the Denver Post, some players' testimony was untruthful and complained that the CU Foundation did not produce subpoenaed documents. But there apparently was no effort by the grand jury or then Attorney General Ken Salazar to further investigate or pursue criminal contempt charges. The only indictment issued was against Nathan Maxey, a former recruiting assistant stemming from his alleged misuse of university-issued cell phone. He was also charged with soliciting a prostitute. You know, football programs and athletes always get preferential treatment, don't they? Have you ever noticed that? There's also this talk about a slush fund. The grand jury questioned the large sums used for non-camp expenses, some deposits, and potential money laundering. Thousands of dollars that flowed through an instruction camp run by CU head football coach Gary Barnett was little more than an unfettered slush fund with lax oversight, according to the grand jury report. In a report detailing its investigation into the CU football program, the panel said the disorganized accounting and loose spending of camp money was a system replete with problems. The grand jury questioned large amounts of money. This is from the Denver Post article. Large amounts of money utilized for non-camp expenses, tens of thousands of dollars in questionable deposits, unexplained expenditures, and potential money laundering. Barnett told the panel the camp was funded solely by camper fees and was strictly controlled, and that leftover money went to coaches. But David Hansberg, CU's director of football operations, told it differently to the grand jury. He detailed how a variety of people controlled up to 17 cash boxes that contained up to $12,000. He also said anyone who worked in the camp had unfettered access to cash, most of which ended up in a checking account. So who should pay for this? Who should take the responsibility for this? If somebody's head is to roll for this, whose head? .303-713-7600 if you want to comment about it. Gary Barnett, the head coach, should he pay for it? David Hansberg, director of football operations. Dick Tharp, the former athletic director. Steve Willard, director of sports medicine. And And why hasn't anybody been prosecuted? Like I said, there's parts of this that you're going to have to explain to me because I wasn't here when most of this scandal broke out. I'm coming in on the tail end of it. But here's one thing I know. Sports and football always take such a high position. Schools routinely look the other way. And according to the Denver Post report, the scandal at CU was bigger than the public knew about. The university denies that sexual assault and sexual harassment are tolerated by the athletics department or the football program. According to Hoffman, the grand jury found that there was no evidence of the university or football staff encouraging or sanctioning the use of sex, drugs, or alcohol as recruitment enticements. And the report was unsigned, and it was obtained by Nine News. CU and football staff did not encourage players to use sex, alcohol to recruit student athletes, the report says, but officials say it did little to prevent these practices. All right, we got any CU football alumni out there? I know, Turk, whose head do you think should roll for this?
I don't know really who should be culpable for this. I think at some point Betsy Hoffman maybe needs to be looked at, and I think they're starting to look at her with this evaluation coming down. They haven't
right.
thrown an evaluation at somebody like that in about 10 years, and all of a sudden they're going to do her five-year evaluation. I think that's kind of fishy as well.
Does it amaze you that no one has been busted for this, that there's been no prosecutions? Nobody indicted? It amazes me that all this will go on. And how about the details that are in the paper this morning about this whole thing that went on at Omni Hall in the fall of 2001? That the woman among the recruits and the players quickly found herself in a scary situation. She told University and Broomfield police more than 2 years later. A grand jury report quoting the officers said she performed a sex act on one of the recruits in order to get it over with. The woman told police she was never forced to perform the sex acts. Players told the woman that they wanted her to do this for the recruits because they wanted to get them to come to CU and they wanted them to show them what CU was all about. This is according to the report. The report faulted both men for allowing the hostile environment and not reporting the women's claim through proper university channels. A second trainer said she was assaulted in her car by a football player. See, I'm the wrong person to ask about this because I think jocks have an attitude. And it's unbelievable to me that people think football is this important. 303-713-7600. All right. 716, 16 minutes after 7, a look at progressive traffic on AM 60, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And good morning. I'm Jamie Michael with your progressive traffic. We're looking at the turnpike still pretty sluggish as you're heading eastbound from Federal all the way through the interchange of I-25. At certain points, you don't exceed 10 to 15 miles per hour. Coming southbound 25, you're still under 20 between 120th and the Turnpike Interchange. And then east southbound on I-270, still slow. We're seeing an average speed of 23 as you approach through the area. Looking at the Boulder area, on your way to Longmont, the diagonal, actually not looking bad. You're problem-free, and, of course, we'll keep you up to date as that changes throughout the morning. Boulder weather today, sunny and 50, with an overnight low dipping down to the upper 20s tomorrow. Pretty much a twin of today, 51 your expected high temperature, currently 35 with a wind chill of 24. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s. Jay Marvin, new Bob Turk in the sidecar, John Turk in the sidecar there, and we're talking about the CU scandal. 303-713-7600. Which one? Not the Ward Churchill situation. No, we're talking about the CU scandal that has been brought, and the grand jury report includes more assault allegations and fishy funds. This is from the front page of the Denver Post today. And is it time to dismantle the football program? And also, is it time for Betsy Hoffman, the head of CU, to simply go? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Niwot. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, welcome to Boulder.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, this is an interesting subject because I just want to talk about the hypocrisy of this administration. You know, it's interesting that the old AD, Dick Tharp, while he was, you know, supposedly to enforce the alcohol limitation of the alcohol rules, and
right.
He owned a liquor store right across the street from the CEO.
Oh, that's good.
And, I mean, and the guy, you know, was even selling, you know, false devices that people could sneak liquor into the venues.
But all right, now is that an allegation or is that a proven fact?
It's a proven fact that his store carried those types of flasks, things that looked like cell phones, things that looked like cane.
Hmm.
But I mean, here's a guy that, you know, how many years was he there? How many years was he supposed to be administering the alcohol ban or the alcohol, you know, statutes? And here the guy owns a liquor store.
Unbelievable.
And CU was buying their liquor from his liquor store for their functions, from what I understand. It was reported in the Daily Camera a few weeks ago.
Why was liquor at any of these functions to begin with?
Well, social function.
I mean, I'm not a teetotaler. I don't drink, but I'm not one of these people that thinks alcohol should never be served anywhere. But, I mean, why have these functions with alcohol there?
Well, I'm not saying the recruiting ones. These were maybe other social functions, other university functions. But still, I mean, isn't that a conflict of interest?
Well, I don't know if it would be a conflict of interest, but it would be a little hypocritical.
That the athletic director owns, has partial ownership of a liquor store that supplies the liquor to the school?
Yeah, that would be hypocritical, definitely.
So, thanks for listening.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to George in Boulder. George, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great, man.
All right. Hey, listen, I just tuned into your show maybe for the first time. I guess you've moved here recently or just
right.
Come up from Denver or something. But,
no, I moved here from Chicago.
Oh, okay. So anyway, my comment was on this thing about the football camp. As I understand it, maybe somebody can bring you up to speed there at the station, but that camp is a personal business of Barnett. He can do any damn thing he pleases with that money. He's not accountable to all that laundry list of officials that you mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, the article in the paper this morning in the Denver Post, which has the big headlines, CU scandal broadens. It indicates in there that he had complete control of the money, and that the money was kept like in lock boxes or shoe boxes, or that slush fund money was just kept sitting around at his to be used at his disposal.
Well, if it's his business, if he's a poor businessman and runs it like that, that's his business. He isn't accountable to the university for that. But remember the old Chinese saying: if you believe don't believe everything you read in the paper. don't read if you believe everything you read in the paper.
All right. So who should be held responsible for all of this?
I don't think anybody should. It's his business.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on, seriously.
No, it's thousands.
I mean, all of the scandal that has gone on. You don't think anybody should? You don't think the buck should stop anyplace?
Oh, well, if you're going to expand it to the whole thing, I was just talking about the football camp, but if you're going
to expand
it to
the whole
thing.
No, I'm talking about the whole thing from A to Z.
Okay, well, I'm an old Navy veteran, and when the Navy has a ship sink, they get the captain. They get the captain, his executive officer, and the officer of the deck. And
so you're saying Betsy Hoffman should be held responsible?
Absolutely. And maybe a couple of levels below her, too, but I don't know the names.
But, all right.
Anyway... enjoy your show. Talk to you later.
Thank you, George. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. Also, I want to say hello to Glennis and Seth of Aurora. Thanks for listening to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio for the rest of us. All right, should the entire football program be dismantled? Is it time for it to go? And should Betsy Hoffman resign? 303-713-7600. I could care less about football. I don't like it to begin with. But look at this on the front page of the Denver Post. CU scandal broadens. There's Gary Barnett. There's the slush fund. There's the party. There's recruiting. There's Salazar's role. Who should be held responsible for all of this? Who should have to take the blame?
Jay, what do you think would have happened if Gary Barnett would have said some of these things that Ward Churchill said? I mean, he basically came out and said Katie Knighter was a bad kicker and that's why she was made fun of on the team and this and that. And he was basically suspended. And what if he would have said what Ward Churchill said? He would have been canned.
Yeah, he would have been canned. Well, you know what? See, I don't know that he would have been canned. I don't know. This is the tricky thing. I don't know that he would have been canned. You know, this football programs, athletic programs, and football programs at a lot of colleges and universities, they're like sacred cows, man. I mean, you don't even mess with them. They're so important. I mean, I think anybody who's gone to a university will tell you that as a football team, man, you don't mess with the CU Buffs. You know what I'm saying? Dwayne in Longmont. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Jay?
Yes, Dwayne.
I see this in a much broader context. I see it as a media frenzy at this point. It's like the time for them to have really taken action was some time ago when all this thing was really hitting the fan. Now they're dredging it back up again once we have all of the other things going on with Ward Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the school has to think about it from a strategic PR point of view. As far as getting rid of the football team, I think it needs to be downplayed. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be a coming together of all those people who understand what a university is supposed to be for the entire state and for the country. I mean, we're providing this for everybody. Find out what the core values are there and then stay true to those and recommit themselves to those core values. I think that definitely football is over emphasized.
But see, I want to ask you something. I don't mean to interrupt, but this is crucial.
Sure.
Why is college sports, why is football so damn important?
Well, there's about two or three different reasons I can think of. Number one, there's a lot of financing that's involved with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Number two, there is a confluence of interest there that isn't generated from other areas of the school. I mean, you don't have to be into higher education or know much about higher education at all to be able to get off on the football team. And football and sports are a part of our culture. You want to really have an education for a lot of people who are listening. If you've never been down to a Broncos football game.
I have.
That's America the Empire.
Yeah, but you know something, you're right about that, but I'm repulsed by it. Am I the only one?
Well, the point being is that you have to find the point of contact with people to be able to expand your dialogue with them. And I think that the football team, although it's overemphasized at this point, they need to promote and promulgate their values through that team. They're not doing it. See, that's what the problem is. They need to come back to their core values and to promulgate and to push forward their basic, what their true mission is. This is outstanding. People should be generated through this program. That's not happening.
All right. Who should be held responsible for all of this?
Well, I think all of us. I mean,
when you say all of us, I'm not in control of the football team. I don't run the university. I mean, who should be held responsible for what's going on? If you look at the Denver Post article,
they say
that there's a lack of prosecution here.
I think that, one gentleman who just spoke before was saying that a lot of these things that were going on were Barnett's personal purview. It was his football camp that was going on in that particular area. There's probably like two or three different areas.
All right, so
for prosecution.
All right.
I would. Say
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me put you in the phone zone, and we'll come back, and I'll let you finish your thought. 303-713-7600, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Let's take a look at progressive traffic with Jamie Michaels. Jamie?
And good morning, and thank you. We're looking at the turnpike, and you've slowed way down between Sheridan and Pecos as you approach the I-25 merge. South on 25, a whole nother story. It was problematic northbound yesterday with the whole shutdown, but southbound today, you're at about 3 miles per hour at 104th. Making your way through to the turnpike, it doesn't really speed up much until you get past that interchange. I-270 has improved southeastbound. You're at about an average speed of 40 miles per hour. And on the Longmont Diagonal, looking very, very good. No problems as far as I can see. Boulder weather today, sunny and 50 tonight, about 28. And tomorrow, very much the same, 51. Your expected high temperature, currently 36, with a wind chill of 25 in Boulder. Learn about the University of Colorado's downtown Denver campus at their open house. Meet faculty, take tours, get details on admission and financial aid. Learn how to earn your CU degree. It's this Sunday at noon until 3 at the Auraria Event Center. More information can be found at www.cudenver.edu. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card.
Pick up a savings train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the savings train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Design and name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Come to your store and you'll learn why it won. Go to CurtisLynn.com or call 1-800-LOSE-214. 800-LOSE-214.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. How are you? 7:34. 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s. Jay Marvin on Talk Radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we're talking about the large front page article in the Denver Post, CU scandal broadens, grand jury report includes more assault allegations as well as fishy funds. I got Dwayne parked in the phone zone, and we'll go back to him. Dwayne.
Yeah, Jay.
All right, finish your thought.
Okay, well, you had asked for specifically where to actually hit into the organization.
Where does the buck stop here on this?
Okay, well, number one, I don't think that taking out the president of CU at this point is in the best interest of CU, and that for the reason of the PR, the press, for the impression that's left that all of CU is a vast wasteland. I think it should go directly to the top of the sports department. And if that's already been pruned, I haven't followed the story closely enough to know.
Right.
If that's already been pruned once at the top, go down to the next level down below that, and Barnett would be one of those people who would be, in the mix of people to be reevaluated. I don't think it's in the best interest of CU to take out the head of CU, but I do think that the message has to be sent to her. It has to be sent from both the liberal side. To say, look, we have an institution here that we do not want to give up any ground on, essentially from the standpoint of the higher values that the university represents. So let's take our losses where maybe we should make these changes in the sports program anyway. I'd be for that anyway, to de-emphasize football. Not get rid of it, just de-emphasize it.
Just take the importance off of it.
Yeah, not so much. Not to say that, you know, that it's not an important thing. Not to field a reasonable, good team. But let's make the emphasis. Let's make the focus of turning out the very best people out of that program that we can. And if that means we have to take a hit on our level of play for, you know, a couple of 3 years until we develop the team of kids and program that stands for higher values, then let's do that. But I'm a firm believer that higher values will always triumphant if you put enough work into it.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks. Very well said. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 60. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to this, and I was just intrigued by your comment that maybe we should do away with the football team. And I'm no big supporter of CU, but you know, on a couple of levels, I think that just wouldn't solve anything. And I'll tell you why. On one level, you know, I went to actually football schools. I went to University of Florida, and then I got a degree at the University of Miami, and I did this in the 80s and early 90s. And during that time, both of those schools became football powerhouses, and so did Florida State, the three football schools in Florida. And during that time, I remember when I was in high school in Florida, University of Miami was a haven for rich kids with bad SAT scores. And suddenly, you know, the incoming SAT scores, I get my alumni newsletter, incoming SAT scores averaging, you know, near 1,200 SATs now, and suddenly it's become an academic powerhouse as well. And same with the University of Florida. For a public institution, suddenly it's in the top 50, you know, public institutions in the country, blah, blah, blah. You know, they send you all this stuff to show you that, and their incoming SAT scores are dramatically greater than they were in the early.
So are you saying that SAT scores and that the grades are dramatically greater in schools that have football programs?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that sometimes it can be a recruiting tool. You know, first of all, it was a form of entertainment, and the entire state of Florida shuts down on Saturdays. But also, you know, big donors come in, and then that spills over into the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and it spills over into other places. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of this takes money, and you got to recruit big donors into the area. That's just on one level. And, you know, you can also dredge up that Alabama during the 70s was probably a pretty mediocre, you know, or during the 60s and 70s was probably a pretty mediocre institution. But it can happen that way.
So we keep football alive for the alumni, so the alumni will contribute money.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I really think that does that. Right now, you know, CU has become a laughingstock for the whole, you know, they're on Jay Leno all the time, and it's a laughingstock for the whole nation. So on the other hand, now you're asking, well, what do we do about the football program? Well, I mean, I think two people ought to go. One is Gary Barnett, because, you know, A, he's run a, you know, even if you just look at it from a football standpoint, he's run a mediocre program. But I mean, his whole comment over Katie Nida was a perfect opportunity to get rid of him, and with all that was swirling around, you know, Betsy Hoffman as a CEO, I mean, this has done, you know, tremendous damage, just that alone, let alone the Ward Churchill thing, but it's done tremendous damage to the reputation of the school, and during this time, she let that fester, and who goes, Dick Tharp, on that? She says, oh, well, you know, his moronic behavior is the direct result of the athletic director. I mean, as a CEO, I think she's done a horrendous job, and she's done no service to the.
Well, enrollment is down.
Right. So I mean, I think both of them need to go, to be honest. And you know, it's just amazing to me that she didn't have the foresight to just look and say, oh my gosh, what a great opportunity. I'm sorry, you know, you made a moronic comment, and I'm sorry, you know, you're causing too much trouble. Get out of here. You're ruining my school. I don't understand why she protected him at that time.
All right, Andy, good points. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
No problem. You take care.
Okay, have a great day. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Abolish the football team. Change the program. Who should have to pay for what's going on here? Betsy Hoffman? Here's Mary in Aurora. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, I have to say I agree with you about football and sports. I don't see why it's so inflated. And I think the problem is
larger than Betsy Hoffman. I think it's a cultural problem. I mean, first of all, I don't pretend to know the hierarchy and who's responsible at CU. I don't think any of us knows that.
Right.
So I think if we think it's isolated to CU, we're all kidding ourselves. I mean, come on. We went to high school. We know what it's like. We know the special privileges that people are given, and I don't understand it myself. But the thing that concerns
let me interject here. Ultimately, in the end, as Andy said, and I think he's right about this, Betsy Hoffman is responsible because she is the CEO, the quote-unquote CEO. She is the head of the school. Now, what you're bringing up, you know, we could take this and we can enlarge it right now past even the CU problem to a whole nationwide situation of why it is that athletes, that football players, that football is held in such high esteem, and it's almost to the point of being a national sickness.
Well, I do agree it's a national sickness, and it's a huge concern to me that we have a huge stadium. We, you know, tore down one stadium, and there are kids here without health insurance. There are people who live on the streets.
Right.
What's wrong with our culture? And as far as Betsy Hoffman being responsible, there's no way in the world that Betsy Hoffman could say no to any of the sports teams. If she were to say no or were to try to infringe on their area, she'd be out there in a heartbeat. So, you know, come on, let's not kid ourselves. Where's the power and where's the control here? It's not with Betsy.
Well,
it's not with any president of CU or any president of any institution. And don't forget, it's not just CU. We're scapegoating CU now at this point.
You think we're scapegoating CU, or do you think that the things have gone on here? And look at the article in the Denver Post where it says, lack of prosecution unexplained. One expert says the failure to press charges reflects poorly on the grand jury's work. No one is being held accountable here. And in the end, I mean, somebody has to be held accountable. Somebody is responsible for what's going on here.
Jay, do you really think that the problem is isolated to CU? I don't.
No. I'm going to tell you what I really think. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you, I wonder why it is that football, that sports, is such an overwhelming thing that you're right. Cities will build stadiums. They will do anything they can to attract teams. When you have people who do not have health insurance, when you've got kids who are not eating, when you've got all of these social programs that have to go without money, when you've got infrastructure in a lot of states, including this one, that suck out loud, I got to say I have the same objections that you do.
And another thing that concerns me about the football culture is the cheerleaders. You know, you see little girls in elementary school, and they're wearing their short little skirts. Whenever they approach me for fundraising, I always lean down and tell them, darling, no, go be on the team. Don't do that. That's sexist and it's wrong. And they all look at me like I'm crazy, but it is wrong. It's sexist. I mean, if it's not, why aren't they out there doing their little stint in sweatpants?
Well, I think we can examine all of those questions. Mary, thank you, and have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 7:45, 15 minutes in front of 8. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved with the program. Let's take a look at progressive traffic.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Michael with your progressive traffic on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're looking at southbound I-25. Very sluggish. That's an understatement. You're looking at no more than 20 miles per hour for the most part from 120th Avenue all the way through the Boulder Turnpike interchange. And speaking of the turnpike, it is improving a skosh as you're heading eastbound. That means we're looking at 60 miles per hour until you reach the Pecos area. Then you slow down to 15. It picks up again once you pass through the I-25 interchange. Boulder weather today, sunny skies, and your lows tonight about 29, your high today 50, and tomorrow 51, your expected high. Currently 36 in Boulder. Learn about the University of Colorado's downtown Denver campus at their open house. Meet faculty, take tours, get details on admission and financial aid. Learn how to earn your CU degree this Sunday from noon until 3 at the Aurora Event Center. More information is available at cudenver.edu. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
7:50, 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on Chicago's... Whoops, I almost said Chicago. I did say Chicago, didn't I? All right. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, we're in the middle of talking about the CU situation. 303-713-7600. And let's get back to the phones. And we're not talking about Chicago. We're talking about Les in Golden, who's been hanging on. Les, thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to make a couple of comments. One, I come from Pennsylvania, and they've got a great system there with Joe Paterno, and he makes sure that all those athletic folks there maintain a really great grade average and is really strict on enforcing the discipline and making sure they don't get into a lot of trouble, and I think that would be a really great start on a reform. I think that... Barnett and maybe the athletic director we need to consider getting rid of them because of all the things that have been going on. I think there's too much scandal around it, and they just haven't seemed to rein in the abuses. And
how has Barnett kept his job? I'm interested in that. How has he kept his job with all of this stuff that has gone on?
I couldn't tell you that. It's an athletic program, like you said. They've got extra privileges. Everybody treats them with kid gloves, and I don't see why we should do that. There's too much going on, and they haven't done anything about it. I think Barnett's shown an awful lot of lack of willingness to enforce anything. With the comments that he's made and everything.
So Barnett should go.
I think so. And, again, maybe look a level up. I don't think that a lot's been done. I think Betsy Hoffman has been a little weak on it. I'm not sure if she needs to go or not. It's that's a tough call.
All right. Hey, Les, thank you so much for your call, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 303-713-7600. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 60 Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we go to Matt in Aurora. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jake. Hey, I just have one comment. You know, I think it's pretty hypocritical that a lot of liberals are calling in now, primarily asking for Barnett's resignation because what he said last spring, which was ill-advised.
Well, it was more than ill-advised. It was rude. It was wrong.
Sure, but it's no more wrong than what Ward Churchill said. And every liberal in the world's calling it, protecting Ward Churchill's freedom of speech, but they don't seem much to care about Gary Barnett.
Well, but I think when you talk about that and you talk about freedom of speech, in Ward Churchill's case, you're talking about away from the job, not in the classroom, in an essay he wrote. And in Gary Barnett's case, you're talking about that he did make the statement in conjunction with the job that he holds at CU. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with it, but also...
Okay, so that would be the difference. In other words, if I got on AM 760 and I said something that was, that was against an edict from management, or if I said something that, in other words, there's no free speech in the workplace in this country. I mean, even though we want to pretend that there is, there really isn't. One of the few places that there is free speech, or that there should be free speech, is in the college classroom and on a college campus. But in Ward Churchill's case, he didn't say it teaching a class. He said it in an essay on an internet site, and that's far different from the head football coach making the comment that he did about the female player.
That is true, but also Gary Barnett was horribly misrepresented by the press. They sound bit that thing to hell.
Well, that always happens.
True, that always happens. Also, if Ward Churchill had been out, writing a book about pedophilia or writing a book about something is equally offensive to both the left and the right, I think, there are restrictions we place on freedom of speech.
Yeah, because
there
pedophilia...
is no absolute freedom of speech.
Right, because pedophilia is against the law.
That is true. But there's also many websites out on the web, that the FBI can't shut down right now that, every normal human being would like to see shut down.
Yeah, but you're
because of freedom of speech.
But you're mixing apples and oranges because pedophilia is against the law. Having anything to do with pedophilia is against the law. Exploitation of minors is against the law. Voicing an opinion about 9/11 is not against the law. Making a comment about a female football player when you're ahead of the football program, your bosses and the public have a right to be angry with you, and you did it within the auspices of the workplace, which puts it in a whole different light.
That is true, but whether Ward Churchill's in the classroom or at home or sitting at his PC, he still represents CU. He's a high-profile professor who represents CU, and the remarks he's made about the victims of 9/11 are so offensive that he should be fired.
But
I
disagree, because I think you're mixing apples and oranges, but I thank you for the call.
Thank you
a lot, and call again. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up, and we'll talk to Shelton Steinbeck coming up next, too, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card.
Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $39,000.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
831-1111 and get more for less. Some restrictions apply. Autoglass USA is a member of the Better Business Bureau.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4. Now more than ever on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. It looks like time is running out for those among us who rather escape credit card debt and other bills by declaring bankruptcy. Legislation and Senate under discussion right now that would make it tougher for some consumers to continue such a long-held practice. Supporters, especially those in the banking community, have been pushing for a revision of the nation's bankruptcy laws in a bid to curb abuses. Senate Democrats favor an overhaul of bankruptcy, but are largely against the current legislation in its form. They've prepared scores of amendments that would protect employees of bankrupt companies and exempt military personnel from new restrictions on filing for bankruptcy. More on the State Department report on human rights violations. State Department report says serious human rights abuses occurred under the interim Iraqi government the U.S. installed after toppling Saddam Hussein. Report says abuses included torture, illegal detention by police, and forced confessions. Report says the interim government did reverse a long legacy of serious human rights abuses under Saddam, but it says corruption at all levels of government remained a problem during that period. Report also says Iraqi officials are correcting the practice Services, adding that the January elections and the fight against rebel violence have helped create momentum for the improvement. This, according to the State Department, a report on human rights around the world says tens of thousands of people suffered last year at the hands of repressive governments, some of them like Iraq, friendly to the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Israel must follow through on its promises and help Palestinians form a viable state. She's attending a conference in London focusing on Palestinian security and political reform. She says while Palestinians must change how they deal with militants, Israel must take no action that prejudices the final settlement and must help ensure that a new Palestinian state is truly viable. Rice also met with U.S. Secretary General Kofi Annan and was to attend a session with him today on implementing an international plan to stop the violence. Earlier, she said, the Army General appointed to monitor peace efforts between Israelis and Palestinians will soon relocate to the region. And in other news, it looks like California's governor may be taking a cue from the Bush White House. Using taxpayer money, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's administration has sent television stations statewide a mock news story extolling a proposal that would benefit political boosters in the business community by ending mandatory lunch breaks for many hourly workers. Tape looks like a news report and is narrated by a former television newscaster. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
This is Rachel from Unfiltered here on
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
And good morning, I'm Jamie Michael. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk with traffic and weather together. The turnpike has been pretty darn sluggish all morning long as you head eastbound toward Denver, Federal through Pecos, not seeing speeds above.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Hey, March 8th, Albertsons help you make your life easier with Stouffer's or Lean Cuisine frozen entrees. 50% off. Boulder weather today, sunny and 50. Tonight, your low of 29. And tomorrow, a virtual twin of today with 51 year high expected. It is...
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
1.99%, APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months, adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states.
I'm a...
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
Who is this man? He's a friend. He's the Beastmaster.
America's favorite lefty.
That makes me a total Democrat, 100%. You know, I wear red as much as possible. It infuriates people with Bush stickers on their BMWs.
He's just loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Boy, you got that right. I'm like a kid in a candy store, free of the right-wing media. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin here, partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about Denver Post article, the CU scandal broadens grand jury report includes assault allegations and fishy funds, more assault allegations and fishy funds. And one of the people who is quoted in the article here, in the series of articles here in the Denver Post, is Sheldon Steinbach, general counsel for the American Council on Education in Washington, D.C. And Sheldon, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. You're quoted in the Denver Post this morning as saying the lack of prosecution calls into question the vigor of the grand jury's effort. Can you explain that?
Actually, that is not a quote from me. If you look down at the next paragraph, you see the quote. I did not at any time impugn the vigor. What I was suggesting, as I said, as was quoted directly in the next paragraph, was rather simply that after the grand jury who had heard the evidence, and let's explain to your listenership what a grand jury is all about. It is who's in the room? Prosecutors and a jury of peers, a grand jury of peers who hear evidence from one side, that presented by the prosecutor. The prosecutor tries to bring his or her best evidence forward in order to get an indictment. The report, which was leaked, fails to indict anybody for any of the offenses, alleged offenses, that were reported on. And so it is interesting as to why they failed to indict when they made some pretty strong statements.
Why do you think they failed to indict?
I have no idea. I mean, people who have looked at it have no explanation as to why they would have done so or failed to do so. I can only assume that there was sufficient conflicting evidence and a degree of lack of certainty that precluded the grand jury from issuing indictments.
If you're sitting out there listening to this, if you're listening to AM 760 and you're wondering who's responsible for all of this, where does the buck stop? Where do you think the buck does stop on this whole thing?
Well, it's a long series of incidents, but they're all different. You cannot, I think, claim that there's been a series of incidents in which the institution failed to act. One could always allege that, but they're not. They haven't been similar. They're allegations in different portions of the athletic department, the foundation, and other aspects. And if one looks at the issue fairly, the university tried, in many instances, to deal with the issue. Did they deal with it successfully? That would be for someone else to determine. In terms of the information regarding the alleged rapes, if the individuals choose to go forward in a court of law suing for damages, a jury or judge will make a determination as to whether the institution knew or should have known and taken further action.
8:10, 10 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sheldon Steinbach, General Counsel for the American Council on Education in Washington, D.C., on the line. I want to go back to this thing about a lack of prosecution, that it's unexplained. You know, I've always heard this, correct me if I'm wrong, that a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich. You've heard that term, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. It is highly, to my knowledge, highly unusual with this vast amount of information that was produced by the prosecution and has been now verified by the grand jury report, that considering the strong statements made, that at no time did they find an indictable offense.
Does the prosecutor who's in that room, does the prosecutor ask for indictments? Is that how that works, or does the grand jury make up its own mind?
The grand jury makes its own mind based on the evidence that is presented by the prosecutor.
Hmm.
And as such, there obviously was some kind of reluctance, by either the prosecutor or the grand jury itself to seek any indictments.
This thing is so broad. There's so many facets to it. It's hard to know where to start with all of this.
Yeah, I think that's a very astute comment in that it does cover a massive number of allegations, and as such, if one wants to address them in a reasonable manner. You have to break them down one by one and say, well, what about this and what about that, all the while recognizing that the other side of the case, the University of Colorado's side of the case, has never been heard.
Could it have been the depth and the scope and the amount of incidents and just how big it is, could that have been a hindrance to the grand jury?
It might have been. As others have speculated, it's hard to really comprehend what was in the minds of the jurors and the prosecutor.
Because if I was presented all this information sitting in a room, and what I know here is only what's leaked out into the news media, I mean, my head would be spinning. It would be hard for me to get my arms around all of this.
Well, I would imagine, though, if you were sitting in that grand jury room and the prosecutor was taking you through, if I were handling the case, I'd take you through each segment one by one in order to remove the complexity and have the jurors focus on the specific allegation, whether it be financial mismanagement, whether it be use of alcohol, sex and drugs, and recruitment, whether it be issues involving sexual assault and others. I would break them down individually, and obviously I think that would be a tactic certainly utilized in this case. And in each instance, there was a failure to vote out a bill of indictment.
So where does this leave the taxpayers and the public, Mr. Steinbach?
Well, I think what has happened, if you look cumulatively, and again, rationally and fairly over the last 2 years, at the ameliorative steps taken by CU to address these issues in a procedural manner so that they do not occur again, I think the public needs to, hopefully will see that these incidents occurred before these rather dramatic changes were made in the course of the last year and a half or two, and can hopefully feel confident that situations such as they were alleged here will not occur in the future.
814 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and we're talking to Sheldon Steinbach, General Counsel for the American Council on Education in Washington, D.C. He's the one who's quoted today in the Denver Post article. It's so easy, though, Mr. Steinbach, to say, well, Gary Barnett should go, or Betsy Hoffman should go. Shouldn't somebody lose their jobs after all of this going on?
Well, there is no violation of the law in the air. You need to pinpoint who did what, and it could be done. And many people anticipated the grand jury would do that. The only real charge brought out, I believe, was against an assistant coach
right.
for using money to procure a prostitute
and illegal use of a cell phone.
Right. At the end of the day, that's an awful lot of time, effort, and money for illegal use of a cell phone.
Are you just puzzled by this? I'm puzzled by this. Are you puzzled by this?
I am really puzzled. And we may never find, since these deliberations are private, we may never find out. Unless one of the jurors starts talking or the prosecutor feels compelled to say something about the ultimate outcome.
All right. Thank you, Sheldon Steinbach, General Counsel for the American Council on Education in Washington, D.C. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
All right. 8:15, 15 minutes after 8. Partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this, and I want you to, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Jamie.
We are looking southbound, or rather eastbound, on I-76. It is a stalled car at I-25 where it meets. Expect slowing through the area. Otherwise, the same stuff remains for you. I-70 eastbound, delays from Pecos on through Brighton Boulevard. Also on the turnpike, Denver-bound Federal to Pecos, very slow. In fact, you're still seeing speeds at about 17 miles per hour up there by Sheridan and Federal. And if you're heading on the 270, it's actually improving just a little bit. We are seeing speeds now at about 30 miles per hour. Your Boulder City weather today, mostly sunny skies at a high of 50. And tonight, temperatures dip down into the upper 20s, about 28 expected. Tomorrow, very much the same, and partly sunny skies with 51. Currently in Boulder, 36, with a wind chill of 26. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Visit the Republic of Boulder at the corner of 11th and Canyon in downtown Boulder, or learn more at republicofboulder.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You got it. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. Partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s. Probably be about 53 today. Jay Marvin, talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And on the line, we've got Karen Stenhauser, who teaches law at the University of Denver. She's quoted in the Denver Post article this morning. Karen, good morning, and thanks for joining me on AM 760.
Good morning.
All right. The grand jury returns no indictments. How does that happen?
Because the grand jury's job is to determine whether there is probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed. And while there are a lot of allegations, a lot of innuendos and activity that the grand jury was obviously very concerned about, very upset about, that did not rise to the level of a crime being committed, other than the indictment that they came down against Maxie.
I asked Sheldon Steinbeck, who we had on before you, if the complexity of all of the events that it might have been hard for the grand jury to get their arms around all of it or understand all of it. Do you think that that was a problem?
I don't think that we give jurors enough credit. I think that people have a fairly good understanding, but they're still charged with determining what criminal activity, what crimes could actually be charged. Is there enough evidence to charge anybody with a crime that can be proven, really, beyond a reasonable doubt, or even to the level of probable cause? And I think we're seeing a lot of information, a lot of evidence out there, but when you sort through it in terms of looking at, is there then probable cause to believe that a crime was committed?
But I said this to Sheldon Steinbach. I'll say it to you. You know, that old saying about a jury can indict a ham sandwich. Well, what happened here? You know, there's no indictments.
Well, once again, the issue is not whether we think that CU did some bad things, whether they turned their head when they shouldn't have,
right,
whether they should have done more. The issue is, was a crime committed by individuals up there? Is there enough evidence to prove that a crime has been committed? You know, there's a big difference between proving a crime versus proving a civil lawsuit, which is what's going to be taking place. You know, I think the other thing that people have to keep in mind is that with a grand jury, it's very different from a trial where, in a regular trial, both sides get a chance to ask questions and cross-examine witnesses. Here, we really have just seen one side of the evidence. We don't know if any of these witnesses have particular biases, if there's other issues involved, because the other side did not get a chance to cross-examine them. So, you know, I really think that while the evidence looks very damning when we read through it and we see the issues that the grand jury had, I also think that in all fairness, we have to wait and see what happens when both sides have an opportunity to present evidence, when both sides have an opportunity to examine and cross-examine witnesses, and then let this jury decide whether there was a really wrongdoing up there.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You're welcome.
All right, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. We lost him? All right, we lost Kevin? All right, the lines are wide open, 303-713-7600. And there is that old statement that a jury can indict a ham sandwich, but in this case, we didn't even get one indictment. And, of course, CU has not had a chance to present their side of it, as both Karen Steinhauser and also Sheldon Steinbach said. My question is, does Gary Barnett go? Does Betsy Hoffman go? Who's responsible for what's going on here? And also, the sacred cow nature of sports and football, not only on college campuses, but also nationwide. The idea that athletes and that sports gets another level. I mean, it's on another level. It's like it's untouchable. Certainly one of the things about having sports on college campuses is, as a caller pointed out earlier in the morning, you know, donors, the alumni, we're talking money here as part of the equation. Is it time to get rid of the CU football program? I know conservatives love to throw out the baby with the bathwater, so maybe I'm taking a page from conservative action here by saying, okay, let's just destroy the program. Or do you feel confident that the safeguards that CU has put in place that Sheldon Steinbach talked about, do you feel confident that that's going to right the problem? Should Gary Barnett get out of this unscathed? Should Betsy Hoffman get out of this unscathed? Let's go to Mike in Lakewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Hey, Mike.
Don't mess with football, man.
Yeah, you got it. That's how people feel, don't they?
I wanted to comment about your question as to why football is so important.
Yeah, why is it?
I don't know. It seems to me that, like, we're a nation of couch surfing people living vicariously through sports, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
people used to be kids and enjoy playing these sports, and they're fun. I used to throw football, but now you get old and fat, and you're sitting on the couch going, hey, man, look at that. That was really cool. I could do that, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah, but even when you were in high school, jocks were at a different level than the rest of everybody else. True or false?
True. I was a violin playing orchestra geek.
Okay. I mean, what is it that we are so in love with sports in this country that, you know, it drives us crazy that we would, well, that you would build a sports stadium rather than putting money into the city's infrastructure, or that, you know, we've got kids in this country who don't have health care, but, man, I'll tell you what, I'll cough up the extra bread to build a stadium to keep a sports team.
Yeah, that's pretty shocking. It's actually surprising to me, too, that we actually vote in bond issues for schools.
Okay.
I would think in this culture that we'd kind of say, forget that, man.
There you go. You got it. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Linda in Evergreen. Linda, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Linda.
And welcome back.
Thank you. Do you mind if I pop my diet soda thing here right here? Thank you.
No, not at all.
Because I'm really thirsty. Okay, go ahead.
I'm a football coach. I coach. I've been coaching for about 15 years.
Wow.
I coach youth sports. Right now I'm the head coach of a 9-year-old football team, but I've been with them since they were 7 years old. And, you know, the thing that messes up football is money. Because at this level, when you're playing this game and you're teaching this game to kids, you're teaching them, you know, the love of the game and the honor of it, and you're teaching them to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves. And when you start getting up into high school, you know, that's where the money starts coming in. And you get up into college and it's more money. And you get up into NFL, and it's more money.
You know, but that's not only football. Well, that's basketball. That's baseball.
Well, I know, but we're talking about football.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I totally agree with you. It's all sports. But, you know, I mean, you want to know why. You keep asking why, you know, are sports, you know, so are we so obsessed with sports in our culture? Well, it's not just our culture, and it's not just America. It's all, look at soccer all over the world, and look at, you know, the soccer riots. And if you look at, you know, you say you can't understand why people would build a stadium instead of feeding little kids or instead of, you know, putting it in part of our infrastructure. The stadium is part of our infrastructure. Without the money that the city of Denver gets from the Broncos, there would be a lot less social programs going on.
I don't know if that'd be true or not. I don't know if I would buy that idea.
Well, I mean, that's why people want to attract, you know, sports teams to their city because of the money that the city gets for it.
Right, that's what they say, that it helps the downtown business, that they make money off the occupancy of hotel rooms and the whole thing. But I'd like to see exactly how much it does contribute. And the last study I saw about professional sports teams showed that in most cases it came up into the negative column.
Well, all I can speak for is what I know personally, and I know that the NFL – it gets very involved with our youth program. They provide us with money to buy fields, which is so hard to get in Colorado. And they have the junior player development, which works with coaches to help them be better coaches and help them work with the kids. And they have the high school player development, and they have, you know, they're so involved with the community that, you know, yeah, it does make me mad that I can't afford to go to the Broncos games most of the time.
Right.
But I look at, you know, it's a business, and they're running it like a business. And, you know, everybody, when you run a business.
Yeah, they're a business that survives with a handout from the taxpayers, in which the right wing continuously sits and screams about handouts and welfare. It's corporate welfare.
Listen, totally disagree that it's
all right. Well, you know what? We disagree. But, Linda, I thank you for the call, and I hope you'll call again.
Okay.
All right, it's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Jamie Michaels.
Thank you, Jay. We're looking at the turnpike vastly improved Denver boundary, almost at the legal limit all the way through. Southbound I-25 still remains a pretty hairy mess right now. You're at about 14 to 18 miles an hour coming down from 104th on through Thornton Parkway. And as you head through 84th, you'll still see that sluggishness. 270, again, much improved. You're at about 60 miles an hour heading southeastbound as you make your way towards the I-70 interchange. Boulder weather today is sunny at about 50 with your overnight low of 29. Tomorrow, very much the same, nice and sunny, and 51 your daytime high. Currently in Boulder, we have 48 degrees. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway 400 right now. Get your choice of a 2005 F-150 or a 4x4 Ranger for just $11.9. That's right, only $11.9. We'll get you into an 05 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger after rebates. Only at Freeway 400 I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Uroptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Uroptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Uroptics. Made in the shade, baby.
Uroptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Financial Matters every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 with local financial planner Dominic Paoloni and learn what 22 years in the business has taught him.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Thanks for joining me. Partly cloudy today, a high in the lower 50s. We're talking about the CU scandal broadens. We're talking about the article in the Denver Post today, front page, CU scandal broadens. Grand jury report includes more assault allegations and fishy funds. Coming up after 9 o'clock, immigration, not a look at it from the right-wing side, but a look from the left. And that's coming up after 9 o'clock. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Karen in Colorado Springs. Karen, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jay.
You know, I'm calling for a couple points, and I'm a first-time caller, so I apologize. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. If I can do this, anybody can.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad to have you back, because you're so much better than that other morning show. Anyway, my points are this, are these. Barnett is at the same school that Churchill is, and there's an incredible amount of money being spent to investigate Churchill, but, you know, the Barnett thing is being shoved on the carpet, and I wonder if it's because of the money being brought in by Barnett. And, you know, Churchill's words and his writings, they hypothetically may incite violence, but Barnett, his lack of actions have proven to be detrimental to women, not only the athletes, but the other women on the campus. And, you know, I look at the bigger picture, and last year I went for the first time to a women's basketball game up there, and I was appalled that I went into the field, and it was called Coors Field. And I thought to myself, you know, here we are as adults and mentors saying to these kids, don't drink. Alcohol is bad. But what we're showing them is, let's sell out. Let's take the money. Let's have a brand-new state-of-the-art arena. And while they're not pitching Coors, I'm sorry, common sense says that if it's called Coors Arena, it's affiliated with sports.
Yeah, it's very true.
There's going to be drinking. So those are my points. And I find it odd that no one is pressuring the school to do anything about Barnett, and yet we've got the right-wing people saying, let's get rid of Churchill, and I don't understand it.
Well, see, how much has been taken, how much action has been taken, I know only from what I read here because, as you know, I left and was gone for 6 years. But if you look at the front of the Denver Post today, you've got Gary Barnett, the football coach's testimony about controls over money received from his football camp didn't match the story told by CU's director of football operations. You have the slush fund, you got the party, you got the recruiting. You've got all of these things going on, and yet Gary Barnett somehow keeps his job.
And wins a Coach of the Year award. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah, you know, but football and sports in this society and on most college campuses is a sacred cow that you don't touch. And one of the reasons is what a caller pointed out previously is because it brings in a lot of money.
Right.
We don't make money off the arts. We make money off football. We make money off basketball, but we don't make money off the arts.
Right. Well, then I say shame on society. I mean, and I'm included, who pay the money to go to the football games, but will withheld. I mean, they won't send their kids to CU because of Churchill, but if they've got a high school senior good at football, you can be darn straight that they're going to be sending that kid there. So shame
on
us.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I've listened to you for 3 days now, and I know it's kind of the headlines, but personally, I'm a little tired of talking about CU. I think there's bigger fish to be fried.
We're going to talk about immigration after 9 o'clock.
All right, but you know, there's just accountability everywhere in our society, especially our administration right now that we're not talking about. So I just wish we'd kind of move on to bigger things. But as far as universities, there's the topic now about why there's more liberal professors
right
in there. And personally, when I went to college, I know that the conservatives and more of the Republican types, they gravitated toward business and economics and things like that because that's kind of what their parents, I think, pushed them into, and that's what they were expected to do, come home from college and take over the business. The middle-class kids gravitated more towards, you know, social sciences and things like that. And when you graduate, it's you don't have a lot of choices, so you certainly can't get rich teaching. So I think that's why a lot of the conservative kids end up going into the private sector, because they want to make money.
Right.
And the middle class and lower class kids kind of gravitate towards the social sciences. So it's not a left-wing conspiracy that this is happening. It's just kind of natural selection. That's just the way it plays out.
Well, what kind of kids gravitate towards football? You know, and why is football? Obviously, part of it's because of the money that makes sports the sacred cow that nobody can touch. But it seems to me that there is no one here who wears the cloak of accountability in this. I mean, everybody seems to have gotten away.
Well, I agree. I mean, there's way too much emphasis on sports, and you know, when teachers make $40,000 a year, and you can, as a professional athlete, you can make millions and millions of dollars. It's a little ridiculous. So, you know, society's priorities are a little screwed up.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Hey, can I say something about Ward Churchill?
Yes, very quickly.
I just think his main point was that when you go into other people's countries and interfere with their policies, you know, he's talking about our foreign policy. That's why these terrorists hate us. They don't hate Americans. They don't hate our freedom. They hate when we go into their countries and try to manipulate them. And that's all his comments were talking about as far as I can see.
All right. Have a good morning.
Thanks. You too.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Marvin. Hey, I'd like to congratulate you, sir. I zapped you an email yesterday, tripped upon you. I'm generally of a conservative nature, and I'll surf over to 760 occasionally to hear what's going on, and it generally turns my stomach. Upon hearing your voice yesterday, sir, I heard a very refreshing, open-minded, well-rounded way of looking at things. So congratulations.
Well, thanks.
And I'll be tuning into you a little bit more. And, gosh, I could comment on 27 different things, but I'll try to keep it brief. I think Betsy Hoffman, I think, is just a horribly, horribly liberal. What did it for me was, I think it was last year, they were going through that Katie Nina baloney where she tried to get on a football team and thought it would be a bowl of cherries over there. That's neither here nor there. Anyway, when the
Then they harassed the crap out of her.
Well, you know, what does she expect walking into a den of lions
I mean, now we're gonna have to put our fists up here.
Go ahead.
I mean, because no matter where she goes, no matter where a woman goes, under no circumstances, under any
area,
whether it's school, in a building, whatever, you don't sexually harass somebody.
I agree, but when you try to break into an all-male bastion such as that with so much testosterone and you wiggle your stuff in front of there and think that you're going to be able to compete on the field with them, come on, let's get real here.
All right, let me try this.
Go ahead.
Suppose she was your daughter. Would you be making the same statement?
You know, you're cutting me off here.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
I'd say, hey, if I had a daughter that wanted to go for something like that, I'd say go for it. But again, let's be realistic here. She's not going to have the strength to compete
Mark,
on the field with Big Eight football.
Mark,
go ahead.
You're not answering my question.
Okay, state it again so I can answer it. How would I feel if it were my daughter?
That was it, that decided. You tell her to be the best, be the brightest, go for it.
Yes.
And she ends up getting sexually harassed and picked on. Would you be calling AM760 or any of the other right-wing talk stations, which are all over the dial, and would you be making the same statement? No, you'd be mad. You'd know it was wrong,
condone it. Wait a minute. In that situation, I think she got pretty much what she expected.
Would say to your daughter? Got what you expected?
What else would she have expected?
You think
they're going to lay down and put away all their snide comments? Hey, that's what locker rooms are.
Hey, hold it a minute. Hold it a minute.
Go ahead.
Don't put it off on somebody. Don't say, I'm asking you to personalize it. I'm asking you to personalize it to the point of it being your daughter. Or how about this? What you learn in college, what you learn in high school, what you learn in grade school, what you learn in life, you take on to the outside, to the private sector. How about if it was your wife? Would you want to have your wife be harassed like that in the workplace? Because, these guys did it in school.
My wife is smart enough not to get into a situation
liberal
outcome.
But I'm not giving you that option. What I'm saying is if your daughter said to you or your wife, leave your wife out. Let's go back to your daughter again. If your daughter said to you, Pops, I want to do this. And you said, okay. Go out there, be the best you can.
And it
turns out that she gets harassed. I mean, come on.
But I could not tell my daughter, okay, go for it. I would first tell her, here is what you can expect. This is an unreal expectation for you to think you're going to walk in there and be able to compete with these guys. Now, wait a minute, Jay. Let me ask you a question.
Well, you know what? All right, hang on. I'm going to put you in the phone zone. Just hang on. I'm putting you in the phone zone. 845 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic now with Jamie.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25 is still a very sluggish commute all the way through Thornton. You're seeing delays from 104th all the way through 84th. No longer the brake tap dance on I-270 and the Boulder Turnpike eastbound and westbound, both at a clean rate. You're at the legal limit both directions. No problems on the diagonal as well. And Boulder looking clean all the way around. A good commute this morning overall compared to yesterday, especially. Boulder weather today, sunny at 50 with an overnight low of 29 degrees tomorrow. Very much the same as today with 51 your expected high. Currently 48 degrees across the Boulder area. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Talking about the CU scandal that is on the front of the Denver Post. The CU scandal broadens. And let me go back to Mark, who I parked in the phone zone. All right, Mark, I'm going to show you what kind of progressive guy I am. You can have the last word.
Cool, Jay, but listen, before you cut me off, I need to make my point about Betsy Hoffman, but I'll chew on Katie if you have a minute or two yet.
Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say I love the new age that we're in when women can challenge men. I love to be challenged by women, especially physically. If a woman can show up a man at his own game, I am just tickled to death. That is wonderful. But come on, how realistic is it for a woman to think she's going to enter college basketball? Football.
Doesn't make any difference. You don't harass the woman who's involved.
I just don't do it. I will agree with you.
All right.
I'll agree with you.
All right. Now what about Betsy Hoffman?
She proved to me how totally, for want of a better term, flaming liberal, and therefore useless she is. Last year when, I think it was last year, when all this goofy football baloney was going down, someone, and this may have involved the Katie Knight case, but I'm not sure. Somewhere along the line, someone used, and I'll spare you the censor button here, someone used a four-letter word starting with C to describe someone. And at that point, Betsy Hoffman had the opportunity to censure or otherwise berate whoever it was that made the comment. But instead, and this is what I cannot stand about liberalism, Jay.
And
you're going to tell me you're going to agree? Okay, let me make the statement, and then you tell me what you think. And you should remember this too, sir. Somebody used a four-letter C word, which refers to a part of a woman's anatomy in a vulgar manner, to refer to someone, and Betsy Hoffman brushed it off, and I know you'll remember this quote, sir. Betsy Hoffman said, "Oh, well, traditionally in Old English literature, that is used as a term of endearment. Therefore, I excuse its use."
Well, wait a minute. Liberal or conservative or middle of the road or no political orientation, I wouldn't excuse that. That may be true. But to try to tar and feather all liberals because of Betsy Hoffman but you were using this term like liberal Oh, this is a liberal. You sound like Rush Limbaugh, man. I mean, you know, that's like Rush Limbaugh who made the statement about how people who use drugs should go to jail, and then he gets caught.
Rush ought to be in prison somewhere. That he has enough money to dodge the charges, charges.
And he doesn't even have the guts to own up to what he did. And is he liberal?
No, he makes me. No, and Jay, even though I'm generally conservative, I'm open-minded enough that I am not far right, and I hate the far left as much as I hate the far right.
All right. Thank you for the call. Call me again.
Good day.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze in Catherine in Denver. Catherine, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
It's really fast.
Sure.
And I almost hung up when Karen and Jim spoke to you because they were saying virtually the same thing I wanted to say.
All right.
Except for I heard a good one at lunch yesterday. So I can't say it's original, but I couldn't reach my friend to give you a call instead. She said, "Why doesn't Ward Churchill just apply to go work in the athletic department? Because then he can say and do anything he wants, and he won't have to face repercussions for it."
You know, in a sick, sad way, that's pretty funny. it really is. You know, going back to defining the difference that Churchill wrote that essay and, you know, was on an internet online at a website and was not in the job place. But you're right. I mean, you know, apparently I guess anything goes or there's an appearance that anything goes and that anything can be said when it comes to athletics and that people who are involved in athletics and particularly football and basketball, that they rate it in a higher position than the rest of the people in the school.
And that's why I think it is disturbing, and not just an issue of money and not just an issue of the technicalities of things, but the issue of attitude and the attitude toward the people who were injured, the attitude toward the young people whose lives were, I mean, you know, not that their lives were changed, not that those young guys weren't already into drinking and sex before they went up there, but, you know, that's really treating people in a very ugly fashion and a very sort of base fashion. And it's just a matter of attitude, you know, the attitude that we show toward academic freedom versus the attitude that we show toward this machoism that we really sort of revere and put up on a pedestal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree 100%. Catherine, thank you.
That's it from this end. Thank you.
Okay, bye. We'll talk to you again. It's 8:54 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I loved being able to make that comment about Rush Limbaugh, too, because when I worked at my last job, which the station was totally right-wing, there was an edict from management that we were not to say anything sacrilegious about Rush Limbaugh. You know, this guy who said, "All drug offenders should go to jail." And then what does it turn out? It turns out that he's accused, not convicted, but he's accused of doctor shopping. Oh, you people. And that he's got an OxyContin problem. And, you know, I had to sit there, and I you know, if I would have said something, that would have been it. It's so nice to be away from the right-wing media. Immigration. Lou Dobbs, others on the right, they talk about.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit 2freenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $39,000.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
303-1010. That's 303-933-1010. 303-933-1010.
When Ed Schultz, Bluthertown.
Hello,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the climate shift taking place in talk radio.
The righties were out there saying, well, the left, all they do is hate. No, we don't. We just ask more questions than you do. I'm not running from the word liberal. I don't know about you, but I'm just not going to do it.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The nation's high court has ruled as unconstitutional the execution of killers who are under the age of 18 at the time they committed crimes. The decision ends a practice in some 19 states, including the state of Virginia. 5-4 decision throws out the death sentences of about 70 juvenile murderers and bars states from seeking to execute minors for future crimes. High Court says the executions were unconstitutionally cruel. The decision was the second major defeat at the High Court in 3 years' time for supporters of the death penalty. Justices in 2002 banned the execution of the mentally retarded and the same grounds of it being cruel and inhumane. No word on whether today's decision will affect the earlier conviction of Beltway sniper suspect John Malvo, who at the age of 17 was part of a killing spree with another man in the Washington, D.C. area. The attorney for terrorist suspect Jose Badia is praising a federal judge's decision ordering his client to be charged or released. Badia has spent more than 2.5 years in custody on allegations that he was planning an attack with a dirty bomb radiological device. Federal judge in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has ruled that the president has no power to hold Padilla as an enemy combatant. Attorney Andy Patel says the ruling is a moment that all Americans should be proud of. Head of the Center for Constitutional Rights says the judge's order is a significant blow to the Bush administration. Justice Department spokesman says the government will appeal. First Democratic governor in the state of Montana in some 16 years was not intimidated by the ambiance of the White House and the presidential protocol. Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer went after President Bush yesterday, criticizing his plans on changing the nation's social security system. Schweitzer's comments were swift and sharp and contrary to his image of being a non-ideological problem solver. Schweitzer told the governor's conference at the White House that Bush's plans for reform would have a disproportionate negative impact on his base constituents in the red states as opposed to those in the blue.
Not only is he planning to cut this $60 billion out of Medicaid, which is going to affect the red states at a disproportionate amount compared to, you know, the traditional blue states, but he's also cutting things, agriculture programs, transportation. Get this. Who voted for Bush more than farmers who irrigate their crops? He's going to force farmers to pay twice as much for the electricity to irrigate the crops. So it's not just this cut on Medicaid. As it turns out, it costs a lot of money to fight a war in Iraq, and the folks back home that supported Bush are the ones that are going to pay for it.
Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, as he appeared on Air America this morning. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
Today and tomorrow is your left.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
News that has been so cooperative. We've got I-70 westbound with all lanes shut down. This is at Vasquez due to a semi that hit a pedestrian at Washington. Emergency crews are just crammed.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Boulder weather today, sunny and 50 degrees, mostly sunny by this afternoon and upper 20s overnight with 29 degrees for your low temperature. And tomorrow, mostly sunny again and 51 degrees.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week.
Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Period ends March 15th. Kids do some pretty amazing things. Help us keep the spirit of volunteerism alive with Kohl's Kids Who Care.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is fit.
Call S. Wing Stop at 303-777-8658. 303-777-8658.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know.
Good morning. It's 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high in the lower 50s. Let's talk immigration here for a minute, for more than a minute. If you watch CNN, which I do off and on, Lou Dobbs, for instance, harps on this subject every single night. Matter of fact, he'll talk about it again tonight. Most of the talk about immigration comes from the right. Let's talk about it from the left. On the line with me, Luis Urrea, who has written a book called The Devil's Highway, which documents and tells the story of the dramatic plight of Mexican nationals to get across a certain stretch of Arizona into the United States. Luis, good morning.
Hi, Jay.
All right, let's talk about this area. First of all, talk about the area of Arizona in which all of this that happens in the Devil's Highway, where it takes place.
Well, the Devil's Highway is actually an ancient pathway that runs along the south end of Arizona. It's parallel to the Mexican border,
mm-hmm.
and it runs from about, I don't know, I'd say a highway 19 that runs south from Tucson, heading west to the Colorado River. It's the area in which Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian, you literature fans, ended. The Glanton Gang came to its sad end at the Colorado River at the end of the Devil's Highway. And it's bordered on the north by Interstate 8, which becomes Interstate 10 about halfway across, and on the south by the Mexican border.
And this area in the summertime gets temperatures, what, up to 115?
It can be 130 sometimes.
130. Right. And the people you talk about in your book, they come from Mexico.
Yeah.
They're coming to the United States looking for a better life.
Yeah.
And what happens to them in the middle of the desert?
Well, these were guys from Veracruz, you know, and they were small plot coffee farmers, right? They
mm-hmm.
they augmented whatever livelihood they could make by growing coffee and selling it, almost like sharecroppers. And the coffee prices collapsed on them, and they didn't have any money to save their to feed their families or take care of their children. So they got recruited. Actually, these organizations that now run the border are kind of a mafia, and these dudes have guys they called hookers. And the hookers go into Mexico and actually entrap these people into a kind of a white slavery contract they don't realize they're getting into. So they brought them north, and they came to a town called Sonoita, which is on the border, and turned them over to a guide. And what we have called coyotes in the past is now a subdivided kind of a rank. And the bottom of this rank are these guides who are young guys who are paid a percentage of the load they lead into the United States. And the guide they got, unfortunately for them, was a guy who was in training still. And his teacher, who knew the course intimately, didn't show up for whatever reason on the morning that these guys set out. It was May 19th, 2001. So they headed into the desert and began walking and got lost. And ultimately, 14 men in this group died. Another group disappeared. They don't know what happened to them. They assume they're dead, but they don't count them because they don't know.
They never found them.
Never. Not a trace. Nothing.
What do we do? I know that and you hear this mostly from a right-wing perspective about immigration.
Yeah.
But what do we do to control our borders?
You know, I don't know, Jay. you know, you and I have talked about this before. It's such an overwhelming issue. I think it's an issue that Americans don't really get the full picture of. For example, the great Rush Limbaughs of this country that scream and cry about it are also tend to be of the captains of industry class that is benefiting from it. And I think, you know, one of the things that America, you know, there's a little wink-wink from the right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to stop these guys. They're ruining America.
Well, their spokespeople do it, like Lou Dobbs does it, like almost every single night. But yet in reality, the reality of it is they like it because they like the cheap labor.
It's a con job. And it's a con job on many levels. For example, yes, it keeps costs down. That there's no question about that. But it's also then keeping costs down in terms of benefits that aren't paid. It also works as a union buster. It also works to depress minimum wage. So all across the board, the captains of industry profit from this. So much so that, for example, in fast food chains, I won't name any so you don't get sued, but...
yeah, thanks.
Let's call it McBurger. In McBurger...
In McBurger Land. Let's call it McBurger Land. That covers a lot of fast food places.
McBurger Bell. These guys, for example, are changing all of their in-store signage, all the directions for employees on how to run stuff.
Right.
To photographic murals. And that is not because English speakers are illiterate. It's because they knowingly have a growing illegal population working there. Little things like that, you know. The other thing, which is in the book, and we, you and I have discussed this before, too, is that Border Patrol agents revealed to me that regularly they're told not to catch people. Americans don't know this. They think, well, we've got our Border Patrol agents down there, and they're kicking butt and taking names from the United States. And another thing I think is really weird on the right, by the way, as an aside, is that the right is constantly assaulting the Border Patrol for not doing a good enough job.
Right. On one hand, they're kicking them in the rear, but on the other hand, they're giving them carrots to stay out and not to do their job.
Yeah. I would say any beat cop knows what I'm talking about in that. These guys in the Border Patrol are really, you know, they're federal law enforcement agents, but they are really beat cops with America's most impossible beat. It's the most physically daunting, gigantic, ungovernable land. It's growing by leaps and bounds in criminality and danger, but also from the higher-ups, they are told, don't do your job. Hey, you got too many people last week. They need more people in the Imperial Valley. Just sit and let them go by. And they have to sit there sometimes and let people go by, which you can imagine any copper, you're great friends to the police, you know, it drives them crazy to be told not to catch a bad guy. Because, you know, in their world, as my, to do the book, I was lucky enough to get a supervisory agent who was a good guy in the Border Patrol. I'm not saying they're all good guys, but he was a great guy. And he trained me, he took me out and showed me how to track and all that kind of stuff. And he told me, you know, my job is schizophrenic, and at the heart of my assignment is a split. And that split is as follows. Because the people are here, they have broken federal law, so they are automatically, by my mandate, bad guys that I have to catch.
Right.
At the same time, my job is to rescue suffering human beings who are in trouble, and they're the same people. And he says, so when I go to work, I don't know which I'm doing. Am I chasing a bad guy, or am I saving an innocent man who's trying to feed his children?
914 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Luis Urrea, and the book is The Devil's Highway. You hear this all the time. I've made this argument on the air, too, about immigration, that the people who immigrate here, specifically those who come south into this country, take jobs that people living here just really don't want.
Oh, well, you know, here's the deal, Jay. Here's the thing that would stop illegal immigration cold. If a man or woman who works like a freaking slave all week long to make $5 could make $5 an hour at home, they would gladly stay home.
Right.
If there were no job paying that money in the United States, they would not come. It's that simple. And, you know, there was this moment when I was researching the book when one of the Mexican politicians said to me something that at first I thought was insane, and now I see in the New York Times. But he said, do you know why the United States government keeps its eyes kind of closed and sort of secretly invites us in? And I said, why? And he said, because we are keeping Social Security alive for you. Our job is to keep retired Americans alive. That's what we do. And I thought, wow, that's a crazy theory, you know. And then about 2 weeks ago, I saw in the New York Times, if illegal immigration were upped by 75%, it would automatically, permanently rescue 10% of Social Security. And I thought, hey, that politician was telling me the truth. There's a real element of that. There's a lot of money. And I'm sure you've seen this stuff this last week that's caused so much of a stir. You know, the Ginger Thompson article in the New York Times, it's
right.
Got the righties going crazy, right, about all this stuff. But $45 billion a year is going back to, you know, Latin America and to Mexico and to the Caribbean in remittance money from what people are earning here.
And there's also a good deal of unclaimed money as well.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the Social Security money that's been taken out of those salaries is just icing on the cake. And Ted Conover tells that hilarious story in Coyotes that I think it was Kmart or something had, you know, you buy a wallet and it's got fake stuff in the windows to show you what it would look like with pictures, and there's a fake Social Security card, and that number on the card started receiving, you know, hundreds and hundreds of, if there's a huge account for somebody that doesn't exist.
All right, we'll continue with Luis Urrea, who has written the book, The Devil's Highway, a fantastic read. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 917, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
K
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy today, a high in the lower 50s. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. On the line with me, Luis Urrea. The book is The Devil's Highway. Luis, you want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Augie in Denver. Augie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I just called into the I listened to the beginning of Luis, you speaking and saying you didn't know how this problem could be addressed, but then you started touching on part of what I wanted to say. Is my personal belief is that both the government of the United States and of the Federated Republic of Mexico and its supporters and the people that are supporting these present regimes are complicit and they're guilty of high crimes in terms of what they're doing with immigration and how they're manipulating and keeping down their costs, becoming super, super rich, drawing great profits from the sweat of American labor and foreign labor.
All right, let's let Luis comment on that. Luis?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, if you look at NAFTA, for example, which was supposedly the grand solution, right? NAFTA went and they built maquiladora factories all over the north of Mexico,
yes.
Which, you know, was supposedly, if you talk to the maquiladora owners, they believe that they are great humanitarians. If you talk to people who work there 24 hours a day for, you know, 5 cents an hour, they, you know, it was one of those situations where there was no employment, but then here's this job, bad as it might be, it's a job. But, you know, NAFTA went to China, man. They're outsourcing from Mexico elsewhere. In the last couple of years, they've closed down 500 at least of these factories, which now sit empty.
That's an excellent point, because these people do not have any kind of allegiance to nation, flag, which are, you know, just terms that you throw out there.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be involved in, you know, at a certain level, a very middle or minor level, with the labor movement here. I'm a union person. I have to work side by side, in particular here in this town. Every time drywalling gets done, it is done well over 90% by illegal labor.
Yeah.
And these people, safety regulations, health, we don't even have to talk about benefits and insurance and retirement or anything. Just the very basics are ignored. And, people here are complicit. We have a congressman here, Tom Tancredo.
He's always trying to raise this issue.
Rails about illegal immigration. Yet when it was brought to light that he had people who were illegal or at least questionable in terms of working on his own house, it was going, I didn't know. And that was the end of it.
That is so, Augie, that's so, you know what, Augie, though, that is so typical. Thank you for the call, Augie. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say one quick thing. The hypocrisy eventually has to stop. If not, we're going to see, if anything, we have to have a revolution of the mind if we're going to go to another level, a better level.
Yeah,
but if not, I fear for the next 25 or 50 years, because people will not put up with this forever. And the
All
people
right.
that are in power today have to understand that and have to find a middle ground, fairness again.
All right. Thanks, Augie.
You know, he makes a good point, and one of the things that worries me, too, is what it's doing to Mexico. You always think about what it's doing to the United States, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Mexico is willfully voiding itself of a great generation. You know, the strongest, bravest, most dedicated people are taking the world's biggest social Darwinist test and making it across this harsh landscape over here. But Mexico's being gutted. And the easy solution is that they're getting money siphoned back now, like by fire hoses, which is a short-term marvel. I will agree to that. What's really weird, though, is that now this movement in Mexico to allow Mexican-American and expatriate Mexicans to vote from the United States is going to have an Americanizing effect on Mexico that they never imagine. And that's interesting. I don't know what that means for the two countries, but you know, Mexico is going to wake up and find itself a different nation than it thought it was.
925 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Luis Urrea with me. He wrote the book, The Devil's Highway. It's well worth picking up. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk to him. Let's go to Doug in Longmont. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay?
Yes.
Hi. First of all, welcome back.
Thanks.
It's good to have you. I hope your health is well.
It is good. It's great.
Terrific. And second of all, I still think that Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead is one of the greatest movies, especially one of the greatest ensemble movies ever made.
Yeah, Luis digs it too, don't you, Luis?
Yeah, great. Well, that's good. Third of all, I guess, this time, as Schultz says, you know, it's about winning, which is important. And so from what I've been hearing about Luis's book, I'm going to go out and read it because I have Longmont and, you know, there's a lot of Colorado issues having to do with Luis's book. And I don't really have a position because I've seen a lot of Chicanos, you know, Latinos who need the work and need the money to send back. And then on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of them. And I think the guys that are patrolling the border now, the vigilantes, you know, you got to understand where they're coming from.
Luis knows this. I got into a huge fight with that guy in Tombstone, Arizona via email.
That's my next statement.
Yeah, he and I just got it on,
man. You just can't do that.
I know it.
To understand is not to condone.
All right, Luis, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. I think those Tombstone guys, Jay, by the way, you know, they'll shoot you too, so you better watch out.
No, I just told the guy, look, Tombstone basically has nothing going on there. It relies on tourism. Hey,
yeah.
Nice move, pal. I'm not coming back there. I'm going to encourage nobody else to go there and not spend their tourist money. You know?
I'll throw away my Tombstone Wilder badge.
Yeah, exactly. Man. I'll tell this guy, man, go ahead and take a hike, basically.
Well, you know, here's one of the things about the situation that fascinates me is that, you know, one of the reasons I wrote the book is because the walk, the entrance has become very dangerous.
Right.
More so than in some ways in the urban centers, in that the urban centers are pretty locked down because of all these new incentives from the Border Patrol. So people go into these wilder areas to come across, and hence the criminal element has now jacked up, patterning itself on the narco smugglers. So it's kind of an interesting true crime story, too, but one of the ironies of this is that this was a seasonal thing. You know, people would come and go and come and go, but now it's so hard, so dangerous, and so expensive that they come and stay. And so one of the ironies of our beefed-up border security is that it's closed the border going south. People, 400,000 are coming north every year, but once they get here, they think, well, I'm not going through that again, so they stay. That's a really weird thing, but it's upped the pressure, I think, in that it makes it more and more visible, right? Because these neighborhoods are established and growing, and, you know, they're not going away.
Does your book, I mean, I am going to get it, but does your book get into our own government's involvement or potential involvement or possible involvement?
Yeah,
DEA and all that stuff?
Yeah, I tried to cover as much as I could get to. And one of the weird things was people kept telling me, you know, it's bigger than you think. It goes higher up than you think.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, I'm not going to pursue this because I can't. But, you know, somebody else should go wherever my book ends and look above it, a really good investigative reporter,
exactly,
and see what they can dig out. You know?
All right, Doug, thank you, man.
I'm going to say one more thing.
I'm out of time, pal.
Eric Hoffer, the true believer, is still out there somewhere. Everybody should read it.
Thanks. You got it. All right, 929 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll continue with Luis Urrea. You want to talk to him? 303-713-7600. Right now, let's get some progressive traffic.
Well, we got a big situation closing down the freeway, I-70. All lanes are shut down westbound at Colorado because of a fatal accident at Washington. A semi struck a pedestrian, and it's being investigated right now. You're being diverted onto Colorado. In addition, all the ramps from Colorado are also York and Vasquez are being closed. So right now, your alternate needs to be I-270 to I-76 and then back onto I-25. On the turnpike, also an accident affecting you eastbound. This is new. Reportedly at Highway 121 in Broomfield. Again, expect delays heading through there. Boulder weather today. Sunny and 50. Mostly sunny by this afternoon as well. And then tonight, cloudy skies as we hit 29 degrees for your low. Tomorrow, sunny again and 51 your expected high. It is currently 51 under partly cloudy skies. Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season passes are $179. And for more information, you can call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com. Toyota is the official vehicle of Arapahoe Basin. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is filled.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. 39 grand.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Your Optics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Design and name brands from around the world. But did you know that Your Optics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Your Optics. Made in the shade, baby.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:33. That's 26 minutes. I'll actually make it 23 minutes. No, I'll make it 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Look for a high today in the lower 50s under partly cloudy skies. Luis Urrea on the line. We're talking about his book, The Devil's Highway, and we're talking about immigration, which seems to be the property of Tom Tancredo and people on the right. And we're out to stop that, aren't we, Luis?
Well, yeah. I mean, they you know, one of the problems that I find all the time when I do radio, as you know, most of this stuff is right-wing radio, and the response is basically, man, you're holding open the fence for those people to come through, you know. You're an enemy of the state. And I always think, wow, just trying to suggest that the people coming north are human also and have a reason to come here and that they are being invited here, that fascinates me. You know, the people are so cynical who control a lot of this information that they play on an assumed kind of racist panic in the United States to make people hate and attack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
It's a smoke screen behind which they hide very successfully. And I, if I could say anything to America, it's really look at the situation with a little sanity and you will see that, you know, these guys aren't just invading the United States because it's fun or that they want to take over the United States. It's because we have work for them. And I think Augie's point was a good one, you know, that that the illegal immigration I think of is always in the 80s. I think of, you know, people coming to pick tomatoes, but the fact is it's moving up as the bosses figure out that they can get more out of workers for less. Sure, people are now doing housing. They're doing drywalling. They're, you know, they're doing all these labors that they can, that the bosses want them to do.
Yeah, it's not just McBurger world anymore.
Not anymore.
You got it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Hi, Dave.
Really, hi. And I really like your book, and Jay, it's great to have you back.
Thanks.
I think, though, where the emphasis should be placed, though, is on the betrayal of the Democrats to the very fundamental principle that Democrats claimed to believe in since FDR. I mean, the Democrats are the ones who should be hollering most, because this is undermining all the liberal values we talk about. Affordable wages, safe places to live, urban sprawl, infringement on our environment. I mean, these are all driven by the population growth that's coming through this uncontrolled immigration.
Right. Well, you know, that's a very interesting point. And the Democratic Party, looks at it as being maybe a future voting bloc. Luis?
Well, I think there's that. I think they don't want to alienate Mexico. I think they also are cowed by not wanting to look racist, not wanting to look xenophobic, you know, and all that sort of thing. There are all those elements. And I also think that the Democratic Party is just battered and confused right now. But
one of those things that it takes courage and vision, and that's something these have. And I think you're being way too kind to them because this really racist thing is a very powerful, hate-filled thing that injects itself into every conversation.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, the right wing plays a wink and a nod to this and uses it to stir up the populace the same way that they merge, you know, corporate warriors with prayer warriors, and they turn around and play that little game. And then on the other hand, they want these people because they want nothing more than to pay people starving wages.
Exactly, and that's really where I want to go with our conversation, is basically what we have now, in a way to think of it, is like what we had before the American Civil War. You have this slave owner class and all their little employees, and they know that they can control and enrich themselves and run the country. And remember, the South ran the country before the Civil War. They ran the presidency most of the time. They ran the really Supreme Court. That's why they get the Dred Scott decision. Yeah. They ran a lot of the people in the Congress, though they saw that the natural population growth in the North was going to change that in the long run. But the whole thing is they wanted to hold on, and that's what we have now. We have both Republicans and Democrats who are using their power to basically corrupt our police forces, to corrupt our society. I mean, when you have law enforcement looking the other way, that's just corruption. That's third world kind of stuff we're talking about.
All right, Dave, let Luis get a word in edgewise here. Luis?
Well, yeah, I think you've got a lot to say about this. Obviously, it's you know, one of the agents told me something that has stuck with me. He said, "We're a federal law enforcement agency, but we do not enforce federal law. We enforce policy."
Right.
And he said, "Our policy changes with whoever's in the White House, whoever's in the governor's mansion, or whoever is a station chief. Who, you know, we have to do what they tell us to do. But if the cops had control of the station house, it would be a different station house, right?"
And they were sworn to uphold the law, and that's what's so heinous in this entire thing, is that the first place to go is we have massive computer banks that validate every Social Security number and every bank account and everything else like that. We could go out to these employers who are using these people and close their business down.
But we don't do it, and why don't we?
Once we did that, then they'd be less likely to hire and exploit, because that's what, there's a huge human exploitation going on, too, that's enough to make you vomit.
Yeah. There is, but, you know, in some ways, I hate to say this because it's dark and dastardly, but in some ways, you know, that's the American immigrant experience, where people come and you know, there's...
Slavery was, too, but we stopped.
I know. I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but I'm saying that people, you know, it's a trade they're willing to make when they come here.
But we shouldn't make it as the people who are benefiting indirectly from this, but in the long run, our children will pay a horrific price for it because we'll be locked into these slave owners.
All right, thanks, Dave.
As are their children. You know, their children are suffering horribly by it, too.
303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with Luis Urrea, who wrote the book The Devils. Highway, we go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. This is George in Lakewood.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, George.
Oh, well, I really wanted to ask a question of Luis, and I think you just about got on it with Dave, and that was, I wonder why the Bush administration was able to get something like 40% of the so-called Hispanic vote, and I wonder, you know, if a certain percentage of that were the immigrants who were being exploited or, you know, about to become citizens, and, you know, what are the ramifications of that?
Yeah, thanks, George. You know, I jokingly in a piece of writing somewhere said if Bill Clinton is our first black president, George Bush is our first Guatemalan president, and, you know, people recognize a kind of Latin American despot when they see him. I was kidding, but I think there's a certain element of that. I also think, you know, one of the things that's driving the huge upsurge right now in immigration coming north is the belief that George Bush is going to declare an amnesty, and they're trying to beat his deadline. It's a very strong legend or myth on the street down there that Bush is about to accept everybody and give them free rein and a carte blanche, and they're actually speeding up the process to get here in time to beat that so that they can take part in the American dream.
Well, isn't that whole thing about amnesty being discussed constantly?
Constantly, yeah.
Constantly.
And when he drops a hint, you know, which for a time he often did, I think it jacks up the numbers. So, you know, I think there's a whole bunch of resonance between all of the Latinos in this country and all of their relatives and all of their issues and causes. And, you know, although the Hispanic vote has been seen as a staunchly Democrat vote, that has also been U.S. Hispanics. And a lot of the people coming north are quite conservative, in spite of the fact that they're here, quote, illegally.
But, of course, these people have to realize at some level how they're being exploited, manipulated, controlled.
Yeah.
And how they're enduring so much pain and suffering, and how they're being forced into slave labor.
Yeah, it's a ghastly life, but they're coming from a world where they have been treated that way, and even worse. Do you see what I mean? So again, you know, they can come here, and no one's going to torture them.
And, you know, there was a point that David made, that I would like to expound on just a little bit more if I could. And he talked a little bit about a conspiracy type of a power base.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I would contend that we're being manipulated by this power base.
All right, I'm going to let Luis answer that, but we're up against the clock here. So thanks, George.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, George.
If you want to talk to Luis, 303-713-7600. It's 9:43 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students
students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
And, of course, what they wanted to do, it's Republicans, the bill by David Schultheis, Republican of Colorado Springs, they wanted to limit non-emergency services to legal immigrants, which is things that are already on the books in Colorado, but they say it's not enforced that much. My point being, the whole bill got killed because the Republicans did not want to add on to the bill a fact the Democrats wanted to make it illegal for companies to hire illegals and to give them jail time and fines, and the Republicans didn't want any part of that. Didn't want any part of it. Isn't that amazing? And here that two callers ago, the guy was talking about how the Democrats are the ones that aren't addressing this issue. That issue has been on the table in California for years.
Yeah, it has.
And Pete Wilson and the rest of the Republicans out there won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. It's they talk out of one side, out of both sides of their mouth. And it's just like Louise was just saying a little bit ago, 40% of Hispanic voters voted for Bush. And I do work with illegals and that type of thing, trying to help them get aid, and the word is out on the street, in Colorado as well as the rest of the country that Bush is trying to let them in here, and he's going to give them amnesty, and they're flooding across because of the kind of mixed signals that they get from the White House, and they really think that he wants to do this. And it's just like Louise said, most of them coming across are very conservative people.
Oh, yeah.
So
law and order people, family values people.
Absolutely.
We don't want to believe that because we think they're criminals. But
absolutely. And they don't believe in this in gay marriage and all these other things. So they're perfect Republicans, and I hate to say that because they're voting against their own best interests, but you know, the ones here feel that way too.
You know what I always want to ask? What I always want to ask when these bills come up on in various states around the country to deny quote unquote aid to illegal immigrants, such as medical care and other things, I'd like to ask those same people, where's their Christianity?
Absolutely.
In other words, these are the same people who are members of a party that is controlled by the radical evangelical Christian right.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
And the Southern Baptist Church as well.
Yeah, so how does that work? I mean, like, where's your compassion?
You know,
that's
so
right.
Funny.
These are all these family values people.
All right. Go ahead, Luis.
What's so funny is that, you know, the people who are doing the rescue work on the border are all from liberal churches, you know, like the First Church of Christ United, those kind of folks who are always doing social work. And I got into it with one of the guys down there who was, you know, we got to keep these guys out. And he was a good born-again guy. And I said, did you see The Passion of the Christ? And he said, yeah, everybody should see it. I cried all the way through. I said, really? I said, okay, that guy that you watched tortured and murdered, that guy, would he be out patrolling with the vigilantes, or would he be out patrolling with the people putting water stations for the lost walkers to save their lives? And he had no response.
Wow.
You know, and you have to really ask yourself, what does it say about us, how we treat these visitors? And again, you know, this term illegal, as one of the Border Patrol guys said to me, if my wife was starving, I would invade any country to get her the food to eat.
Yeah, that's another part of it, too. I mean, I think a lot of this rests with the Mexican government.
Oh, it does. They're cynical in the extreme, and they understand better than you and I how much money they're getting. You know, a Mexican immigration cop, I was sitting in their station in Sonora. They had had, on an average, this little flyspeck town gets 144 van loads of people a day.
Mm.
30 people per van. That's how many people are coming.
All right, Kevin, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you, Jay and Louise. Great show.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Sonny in Lakewood. Sonny, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello. How are you? And I'm glad to hear that you're on here in 760.
Thank you.
They take the guy off at night that talks to himself. There.
Be kind.
Joe Henry or whatever his name
charity,
is.
Charity, sir. Charity begins at home.
But anyway, I lived in Texas for 12 years. I was transferred down there to work on the railroad. I had to run trains into Laredo.
Mm.
Now, I didn't like, I mean, we had tons of guys. I'd have to stop that train four times.
Wow.
And the Border Patrol would call us and say, stop your train. They'd come on with the dogs, check them. And I'd pull outside the outskirts of town, stop your train again. We're checking it. And I thought, the fourth time, I said, there's got to be nobody on this train. And I was new. The conductor said, turn around and look. And when I turned around and looked and I stopped that train, man, they were jumping off that train and running across the field, and Border Patrol was chasing them.
Wow.
But my point was, is I didn't really want them coming over, but I would see these guys walking around the tracks, and I mean, no water, nothing. We threw a little water out of them, you know.
That's right.
To drink something. At nighttime, they sleep inside the track, thinking that the snakes wouldn't get them. See, and some of them would get run over.
Mm.
So that part of it's awful. But now I'm retired from that, and I'm driving a charter bus. Now I'd stop out here in Aurora to get coffee early in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock. And there's
right.
Two vans sitting out there, all illegals inside this convenience store. Now, I get my coffee, I go outside. One of the guys said, hey, is that one of those casino buses? And I said, no. But I said, what are you guys doing? He says, oh, we pick up these guys for work. And I said, well, what do? They're carpenters, drywallers, plumbers. I mean, they actually go pick these illegals up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Work. So we're actually directing this blame on Democrats and Republicans when we should be going after the culprits who are the corporation heads, or and start punishing those guys. because they're the ones putting pressure on the Democrats and Republicans. And of course, they need to be blamed too, but these corporations who hire these illegals. And then, actually, I wish my boss would come pick me up from work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I need, too, but I got Mary to drive me.
But, anyway, all right, Sonny. You're doing good work, man, and both of you are, so keep going.
All right, thanks, Sonny.
You know, it is interesting. It's somewhat like the war on drugs, isn't it, where we bust a whole lot of idiots, you know, recreational drug users, pushers, but we don't go after the big corporate dog that is really making the billions. And that's always been really odd to me. Why aren't there more of these suited white-collar guys in prison and not these street-level guys?
You know, in your book, you describe the agony of these guys dying in the desert. It's just incredible.
It's an unbelievable death. It's worse than people imagine. And there's so many deaths. You know, last year, they're assuming now that there were over 350 deaths in the Arizona area that I wrote about. I mean, and that's a very bad, protracted, awful death. And I wanted to say, if Sonny's still listening, that, you know, that's true, what he said about them putting water out. A lot of times, the railroad saves people's lives because the run that goes from Texas to California along that corridor, north of the Devil's Highway, those train crews now are carrying bottled water because when they see people in trouble, they throw them water from the train, and sometimes that's the water that saves their lives. So I tip my hat to the railroad guys.
Yeah, definitely. 9:56, 4 minutes in front of 10. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We go to Jim in Denver. Jim. You there, Jim?
Yep, hi.
Go ahead.
I'm enjoying the show. Look forward to reading the book. I just wanted to I don't have an angle here, just something to say. I'm an employer, and in the summer I employ 30 Mexican workers in my outdoor operation, and it's landscaping. And they all have IDs, and it all looks good, and we withhold taxes and contribute taxes and provide English classes two nights a week, and we treat our workers.